Blog Talk Radio.
Queen of the land.
Tell someone over the road there. Hey, they're like disaster.
Queen of the land.
I want to find a good queen.
I travel to the jungle to search for my queen. Buck up on some woman, kiss me blunt beat. Fast eyelash, fast hair, make up a bit. Now this is a woman, but hear my speech. In the night, a woman to be my queen. Hooligan lifestyle, that's to be fit. Man a lion, so calm down your puppy dog speech. Let me tell you what the quality me see. Queen with a natural beauty. One can perform my duty. When I check the door, I the love of my life. Cause I don't want no woman come use me. No! Lord, I really want to make her mine.
Queen of the land. Hey. Queen of the land.
And for a love like this, yeah.
Queen of the land. Queen of the land.
I'm queen of the land to make my wife.
Queen of the land. Hey. Queen of the land need no mistress.
Genius, you come to the right place. It's a nice place. Plenty high grade put you in the right place. You are the king, I'm the queen, then we see it. 28, but I will elevate. Snap my fingers and seven come around. You know work hard, me is my brave, you work smart. Like a lioness, make up, feel make a hand. Anyone in my way, I don't them get gone. No boy can come in on me face, me easy. Me let me feed the girl, them were sleazy, no. Me know we have makeup, me face not here. Me happy be the one to elevate your girl.
Lord, I really want to make her mine.
Queen of the land.
And for a love like this, yeah.
Queen of the land. Queen of the land.
I'm queen of the land to make my wife.
Queen of the land. Queen of the land.
Cause I don't need a mistress, hey.
Hold up! One chat no fast and I love that was this. That's a miracle, watch your pastor I preach. Married to a man now, that will assist. Make sure a woman, not a fake breath. No inject but that tasteless. A real lioness don't really get threatened. Early man in coarse work, that get dressed. Cock crow, kettle whistle. Sunday morning, everybody get dressed. Cause you not leave the Lord, so we have to confess. To save my soul will be the only request, oh. I don't wanna see no more. Lord, I really want to make her mine.
Queen of the land, hey. Queen of the land.
And for a love like this, yeah.
Queen of the land, no. Queen of the land.
I'm queen of the land to make my wife.
Queen of the land, hey. Queen of the land.
I don't need a mistress.
Yo, K-Genius, Wagwan. Medea, queen, oh, where my way, Jeff.
Oh, you mean?
Queen of the land.
Medea, sexy.
Stack up the thing, stack up the thing. You are the reggae music.
Queen of the land. Queen of the land. Queen of the land.
If you tell us a final queen. Queen of the land. Queen of the land. If you get her. Yo. Queen of the land. Queen of the land.
I don't like the brown paper bag comparison, which conveys that if you are lighter than the brown paper bag, then you're light-skinned, and if you're darker, vice versa when it's all black. Loving yourself is not about racism, but race pride, because I can love me without hitting you. That's truth. Skin black, that's the oil in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is knowing me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me, I'm a black girl, see, skin black, that's the all in me, worth a lot, it's royalty, seeing me is knowing me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me, word to all my black kin, this skin, designed to win, so swallow your pride and get in, on what we making, this greatness, stage before the good and the heinous. I mean they gonna hate you for being something that they ain't do. Then this the straight truth. Don't mean in peace, cause I believe in the system meant to fail. Need a will to succeed. Revealing something old, it will be new to you. Staying true to what I spew. Can't stop me chewing glue. And if they hate your skin and it was made to win, why they gon' tan and fake it then? How they gon' stand me if they don't overstand me? How do I speak my heart if I wanna hold the Grammy? Gotta plan ahead, gotta analyze, gotta look ahead, then I can fantasize. Skin black, that's the oil in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all in me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't tour with me. I'm a black girl and be skin black, that's the oil in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't tour with me. My article ain't get publicated, but it's okay, man. Flows, they activated, and if they judge by the company you keep, company doing no good, then what's the really go reap? They say the black of the berry, then the sweet of the juice. I said they wanna be us, so why you leaving the truth? Colorism is a problem within my own race. Got my sisters looking for love all in the wrong place. I won't excuse self-pride in my race for everything. There's a time and place, and the time is here, not the time for waste. In this song I share that we must make haste. Man, for real, I'ma instill the Emmett Till story in your ears till I feel you ain't floored to ignore me. Say I'm black and proud, real loud on you with the sprays. I be dwelling down. Skin black, that's the oil in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all in me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't tour with me, I'm a black girl B. Skin black, that's the oil in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me, it's all in me. Heaven destroy me, can't tour with me. My mama's not my sister. Did you catch that gist? Cause I ain't trying to be like this guy on Al Jazeera. Came in this world unaware of her troubles and struggles. My mama made me hair and always wear double. I couldn't sit in chairs when I met the buckle. Hustled when I was called with no smirk or chuckle. I was taught better, finished talk then leaving. Walk like a leader, they start by heathens pleading. Give the kids something to believe in. Let them know a young black male can succeed in today's society. Living sobriety, remember you ain't perfect, but always stay trying, be and curve. Man, have one more thing for tell them. Hold on to no weapon and don't become a felon. When you're in trouble, just count on the Lord. Oh yeah, you got blocked, guess what? You still scored. I am skin black, that's the all in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all in me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't talk with me. I'm a black girl, be skin black, that's the all in me. Worth a lot. Royalty, seeing me is over me. Heaven is joining me, can't tour with me. Yeah. No excuse, you know it really hurts. We didn't see you at your best, sometimes it's seen at your worst. That's why you should strive to do your best all the time. First day till you die, no excuse override. Got something that you wanna be, those are me. Gain your family some privacy, yeah. Go live your dreams, out that match, but put the heat to your feet, black color. Skin black, that's the all in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me, it's all in me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't tour with me, I'm a black girl. Skin black, that's the all in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me, it's all in me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't tour with me, I'm proud of myself, I'm proud of everyone who's helped me, you know, compile this project. It's like a pyramid, you know what I'm saying? Working my way to the top, working my way to the top. And when I say the top, it ain't top of anything, but like, you know, my spiritual being, my spiritual self, like just trying to reach my own pinnacle, you know what I'm saying? It's not about being the king of anything, you know what I'm saying? It's really about just like being the king of myself, knowing myself to that point where like I can convey a message in a way that I mean to convey, and I have no restriction on what I mean to say, and I say what I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I live what I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, no regrets in this. Shout out to my mama, my papa, my little sister, my little... Yo, shout out to B.I., man. It's been a beautiful time here at Bald. This is like, basically the space that allowed me to produce my project. Big shout out to Half Stepper. They own like 5 of these tracks here. Before, I don't remember. We got a Johnny in the building. I know he out here. Shout out to Eli, aka Josh Marcus. He always marking the spot, that's a fact, you know what I'm saying? And King Josh, he actually a teacher. He just the king of teachers, man. That's a hell of a goal right there. Shout out to Anna, you know what I'm saying? Family regardless, man, she's really a unit. Shout out to Matisse, helping some of this mixing. shout out to my bosses if you signed the checks. You know, young man had to invest himself. Shout out to Project J. I ain't gonna say no names, cause you know, if I mess up and miss a name, y'all gonna be sorry. Hey man, shout out to Auburn. Shout out to Lotus, man. I see you blossoming and prospering like a flower. You truly are, my brother. Always love for all these people. Yeah, you know, Coop on the keys. Matty Ice on the bass.
Okay.
Oh, David used to be on the bass. Shout out to David. He ain't a half stepper, but he's still stepping with us, you know what I'm saying? Forever and always. And we got Preston on these drums. Can we get the chorus one more time? Yeah. Skin black, that's the all in me. Worked a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me. Heaven is joy in me. Getting tall with me. I'm a black girl. Yeah. Skin black, that's the all in me. Worked a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me. Heaven is joy in me. Getting tall with me. Black. We all royalty. Don't be blinded by the color, man. I mean, don't be, when I say don't be blind about a color, make sure you know what's there, but you know what I'm saying, like, we all royalty nonetheless. Yeah, man, be proud of yourself, be proud of who you are, man, live your life, don't discriminate others, man, that's a life that I don't want to live. Peace and blessings, thank you for digressing.
Mayan Hotep, Better Love, welcome to the Truth to Power Show. My name is Beverly. Tonight we have a guest that's new with us, the Black Oiler. Marinade is his name he used. He's a Brooklyn native Jamaican artist. At the age of 12, he began to explore music as a platform for self-reflection and expression. He has developed his sound and lyric style under the influence of artists like Bob Marley, Boogie, and K-Genius. His latest project, Black Oiler, explores, protects, and aims to redefine the black body while celebrating the endurance and joy of a person of color. So this is interesting. We're grateful to have our guest with us tonight. But first, let me pull up my co-host, Eric. Eric, are you there?
I'm here, Bev. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
All right,
can
all right.
Speak
yeah,
up
a little loud.
It's a,
yeah, there's a hell of a thunderstorm going on right now, Bev. So, hold on, I gotta move around because it's raining.
Okay.
It's raining real bad. It's a thunder and lightning. So, but I can hear you real good, and I'm loving the vibes already.
All righty.
And man, want to welcome in Marinade and his family and K Genius and Oima Weje out in Ghana.
Okay.
And we want to big up the family worldwide, of course, every time. Thank you for holding this space once again for us, Beverly. We know we're still rolling with that chocolate and that gold and that black oil. So,
yeah,
you can proceed.
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. Now, I see an 802 hand raised. Who is that?
Yeah, that's 44.
Okay. Let me open up 44 line, too.
All right.
802, 44, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bev. How you doing?
Great, great. How are you doing? Great to have you with us tonight.
Yeah, give thanks. Give thanks, Bev. It's great to be here. Really excited to catch up with Marinade a little more. And, this is a powerful, powerful youth we got with us tonight, family. This is big. This is huge. So you know, I'm honored to be just part of this reflection. And, yeah, Marinade. We've been rolling with him for a long time. You know, since we met Marinade when he was about 15 or 16, first up.
Okay.
And been working ever since. So super powerful old soul, you know. And let's open up his line when we get a chance.
Okay. Now what is his area code?
Hold on a second. Let me check.
Marinade.
You got a few hands raised
okay.
already?
No, I don't have Now, Marinade, if you push number one, I could see your hand raised.
Okay, I think he should be at 917. 917.
Okay,
it's
I see
York.
A 917. Okay, let me see if I assist with him. Marinade,
hello, hello,
917.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Great.
Ring
great
the alarm.
Greetings.
Yes. Bless. It's an honor to be on the show. Big ups to D-Row, Rossi. I know them from a long time now, and they've been rocking with me, you know, and it's very nice to meet you, Miss Beverly D. Appreciate you for having me on your show.
Nice to meet you. Yes. Glad you're here. I'm glad to be vibing on these vibrations.
Now, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
44, y'all kind of guide us, kind of take us on this surfing ride here.
Well, big up Marinade, big up Jazag, Wagwan Star.
Yeah, big up. We're here, you know, taking it one day at a time. Definitely living and learning.
All right.
And grateful for life always, man. How are you guys doing, man? It's been a while, especially since like really been on the air with D-Ro, but it's been a long time since I heard from Ross E, man. So how y'all doing? And Beverly D, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Great. I'm glad to be vibing with y'all. How did you get into the music industry?
I'm sorry. Can you say it again? I didn't catch that last part.
How did you get into the music?
How did I get into the music? Yes, ma'am. So in terms of how I got into the music, I would say that, you know, it was mainly my pops, K Deans. He would be a big reason as to why I got into music, because, you know, I think growing up, you know, I've seen him do his thing in terms of DJing. He was even a B-boy back in the day, like he was a dancer. And then, you know, just like he was his own artist, you know, I got to see that growing up. And obviously, like at a young age, well, not obvious, but at a young age, I actually wasn't really that deeply rooted or deeply interested in making music. It actually took me a while for me to even really, like, appreciate music for what it was. I think it was around the age of 10 that I would say that I really, like, I stepped up and I started, like, just admiring the arts, you know, admiring, like, what people did. I would say that, you know, I was a writer before anything, before I was a musician in any kind of way or form. I enjoyed writing. I enjoyed putting words together. And then, you know, it went from poetry to spoken word. And then all of a sudden, you rapping and singing, you know. So I'm thankful for that. Yeah, and different things inspired me in the way, I would say. Yes, man.
And that's good, you know. Writing is using your creative ability, and so you know that's coming from your imagination, your creation. That's coming from you. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still writing?
Yeah. Am I still writing? Definitely still writing, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. Trying to keep my pen sharp. Been thinking about ways to do that intentionally. Like I've been trying to do this thing because now I work. I work now as well as doing music, right? So, I try to like make sure that I'm keeping up with not only myself, work wise and personally, but my creative self as well. Yeah. So, different lyrical exercises and so forth. Yeah.
And what is your goal? What is your ultimate reality?
My ultimate goal, my ultimate reality. I would say my ultimate goal, you know, I pray that I'm able to help people, but I pray that when I do so that, you know, God's smiling at me. That's what I hope, you know. Like I think that it'd be great to, you know, pay bills consistently, you know, in the way of like just being my creative self. And I see that being a reality, you know, like different opportunities have arisen where like, you know, I really see that as a reality where I could, you know, make mom and pops retire early, you know, just worry about their creative selves, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like often like as, you know, black people or POCs, before we could worry about anything creative or anything like, more along the lines of like personal well-being. We're worried about the next bill. So yeah, it would be great. It would be great to not have to live in that state of mind and relieve my family and my friends of that sort of chain, because that's what that is, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you know, worrying about bills and all that's a distraction. And it takes you away from your creativity. And once you get into your creativity, it's no stopping you. You are a force. You're a force to be reckoned with. And that's where I see you on your journey. That's awesome. And at a young age, a lot of people don't realize, you know, what they want at such a young age. And music is so creative. We are musical notes. I mean, you know, you could hear a certain note and it can just touch your inside. You could just, it moves you. So music is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Truly so.
Yeah.
Hey, Bev, this is Eroy. Can I share a quick story real quick?
Yes, please.
Like Marinade said, you know, this is the son of K-Genius. So K-Genius, well known to the Beverly D family, was on a couple of weeks ago, along with Oyema Fix in Ghana. And so, but I want to take us back, like several years ago, the first time we met Marinade, this youth here, this powerful brethren, was he was about 15 or 16 years old. He traveled up here to Vermont, along with his dad, K-Genius, to do a show, a live concert with me and Rossi, so me and Eric L. So me and Eric were the two selectors, which would be a DJ in terms of hip-hop, but in reggae they call it a selector. We were DJing for K-Genius, so K-Genius did his set, and it was fire. And I'll tell you what, there were not a lot of people in that audience. But next up, you know, K-Genius introduces Marinade, his son, and Marinade took the stage as if there were 100,000 people in that audience. And people looked at him as if he was, you know, like they could see the superstar in this 16-year-old person. He was instantly. So when you talk about knowing yourself and knowing your creativity at a young age, Bev.
Yeah.
I can vouch that Marinade knew his vision, you know, from that young age. So I know in your introduction you said he started around 12, but I didn't know him then, but I knew him when he was 15 or 16, and he had it already. And people, I swear people. Jaws dropped. He did straight acapella. Just a straight acapella. Can you imagine? Just stepping up.
Yeah.
And he did a straight acapella, and no one spoke a word. People just watched and just took it in. Like, people were amazed. So this is I just want to big up Marinade, man, and just verify that he's been a superstar since the day I met him. So powerful.
Wow.
He's been built this Black Oiler project. Marinade, if you can go in on the Black Oiler project, you know, that was a big project you completed.
Yeah, on the Black Oiler project, what? Man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Beverly D, what were you about to say?
No, go ahead. I want to hear about it. We all want to hear about it.
Yeah, so the Black Oiler project, I was graced with the opportunity to work on a year-long thesis my senior year in undergrad, which is about, I would say, I think it was in between the years 2018 to 2019. I sort of like finished a collection of songs that were sort of revolved around this idea of blackness, a term that I sort of came up with, and you know, I definitely had the assistance of other friends and you know, family members, or like people who I consider family. And they, you know, it came to me like this idea of Black Oiler being like that blackness can just exist in so many ways and forms. Black Oiler became a metaphor for what I believe blackness represents. That is that oil, right? Us as a black people being extracted from Africa, right? In the same way that oil is extracted from the earth, right? And in the same way. That it is deemed valuable the way it is, right? Like, an oil is transported across the four corners of the earth to power whatever generators, to power vehicles, you know what I'm saying? the power of economies, right, is seen as, like, quite literally something valuable in the same way that we were seen, right, when we were taken on ships and extracted from our motherland, right, and brought to different parts of the world. We are that oil, right? And the oil also represents, like, itself as a liquid in the way that we can take the shape of whatever we need to take the shape of in that place that we exist in, right, similar to a liquid. I believe that in the way that blackness, right, exists, oftentimes, especially in our context, we have it, external forces acting against us, external forces that being institutions, that being people, that being feelings, that being energy, right, different spirits, right? Like, you have so much that's acting against you, and yet you're forced to produce, right? You're forced to step up to the plate. Sometimes, in some cases, right, you're forced to work twice as hard in an environment, right? Like, you're seen as something extraordinary, right? Like, when you see black male athletes, right, like Michael Jordan's, right, the black male athletes like Usain Bolt, we're seen as extraordinary, right? We're seen as, like, we have to perform, and we're made to perform. But we're also seen as, like, a commodity in a lot of ways when you think about not just athleticism, but you think about, like, culture, right? You think about what we've given and what we've gotten back. We've only ever been a commodity in a lot of ways. But, again, just that valuable oil. And the way that we – and going back to the fluid, right, and taking shape, we exist in so many different ways, right? Like, our blackness is very fluid. You know, just because I talk proper, right, that doesn't make me any less black than someone else, right? I could switch up the slang and talk to someone like, yo, what's good, bro? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like how you been cooling? You know what I'm saying? What's up, partner? Like, you know, like, I can exist in so many different forms and wavelengths, right? But yet still, when I have to go on for my job interview, I'm a code switch. You know what I'm saying? I'm a do what I have to do to make ends meet. Again, seen as a commodity more than anything else. But the black oiler, as a metaphor, is really to see yourself as in a really positive light, right? Like, to see yourself as powerful, to see blackness as powerful, right? To love it, to see what it brings and the kind of value that you bring as a human being, not to society, but the value you bring as a person, you know, and recognizing that and loving that. And that's what black oiler is, man. Yeah, that's the essence of black oiler, I would say.
Yeah. And also, you take it further, because you came through a black hole, which is your mother's black womb. The cosmos is blackness. So we're not just earthly. It's way deeper than that. But you're right. You're right on it.
Mm-hmm.
Blackness is where everything and all the other colors come out of blackness.
Indeed.
That's where it begins.
That is true. Yeah.
So that's power. Very powerful. So you on it. You connected. You on it. Eric.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have anything to add?
Hey, I'm just on the cosmic wavelength. Which, I mean, this is scientific, you know. I'm just on the wavelength, man. This was from day one, Beverly, the first time I met him. Like D-Rose said, he came on the 44. You know, we was up in the forest, you know, getting it in, you know, checking out the trees and the leaves and the plants. Well, we was out there at Silver Lake. D-Rose took us to Silver Lake, and we was getting our magic in, you know. And, we performed at Two Brothers Tavern. They go that two again. We was at Two Brothers Tavern, and like D-Rose said, when he took command of the show, we actually opened up for a huge jazz artist up there, a brother that could play a saxophone real good. And after a marinade finished, he went up to marinade and said, man, brother, man, you, I really got to work hard, man. You made it hard on me. So, yeah, you know, he got that command. He got that confidence, you know. And it's a beautiful thing to see it evolve. You know, D-Ro worked close with Genius and marinade. You know, I'll be around, you know, harvesting my food and traveling back and forth, but D-Ro is a constant. He keeps the Jawworks Radio going for years. You know, we love D-Ro, man. You know, he's a heart to go brethren, and, you know, we're so glad to have Meredith and K. Genius in the Jawworks family, you know, and and look for more work from these two brothers. They really strong. And now I want to say big up to his moms and his sister. They invited me in their home when I came to New York for the first time. I had a beautiful experience in their home. And man, it's just a powerful thing that we got here, you know. So I love all the family, and I big up everyone. It's no one just over special than the next one. I big up everybody and the whole family. I'll do this for anybody. This is how our heart is. You know, this is how we geared and this is how we wired. Mm-hmm. And it's real. It's authentic.
Yeah. That's the beautiful part about it. It's real.
Yes. Bless, man. And blessings to Jah Works Radio. Always always got a special place in my heart for the love that has been given. And I hope to give it back to you guys tenfold as the years go on, you know. For real.
Let's play some more.
Doing it right now.
Here. So, okay. So let's see what we'll put on here. Let's go.
Can we hear God's Will? We got God's Will on by the same time. Oh, that's.
I'll play that next.
You are now rocking.
Straight up, why are you messed up? Why are you here? You got my best up, made up. We dim the tables, follow the tears. You got me used up, keep me guessing. While you're sure, wrap me round your wrist like gold. Satisfaction coming over.
That's the only way that you don't accept yourself. I rep myself and I do reps till I best myself. I'ma rest myself cause I love my health. Look at God, I hope they see the potency. Like when I rhyme, they notice me. They hope me he lay down nice cause it's pipe a holy tree. Like Jodeci, don't get it confused. Vision 2020, but I've been singing the blues. This what I'ma do, show you how to hold true when ain't nothing to hold to. Yeah. When feelings ain't feelings no more, there's a reason why that feeling is gone. No one's gonna go and feel it for sure. Just know that there is a key to the door. Life don't punch us for weak though. Taking off hate with my steel toe. And I peel flow off cause it's why I still flow. So I give them more than they can handle. You ain't never gonna dismantle these handles.
Keep me guessing, why you're sure. Lock me round your wrist like gold. Satisfaction coming over.
Like seasons, always come when you want, but not round when I need it. I feel the sun when we touch, overheating, drowning in lust, we fell off of the deep end. How you expect me to breathe when I cannot see what belongs in the light? But you shine when I'm left by myself on these nights. But you cry when you know that you're wrong and I'm right. And so we fight, but we make up when we make love. Hands on your neck like I hate you. Lock eyes, we both see our creators, and now we staying up. Past the hour, all our soulmates are sleeping. We sharing our secrets, they for familiarity. Toxicity is a tragedy, but when you hear my line, we can repeat it.
Keep me guessing while you're sure. Wrap me around your fist like gold. Satisfaction coming.
Gotta be able to feel it. Here's another one. I'm gonna put another one on.
Bless.
The track took me nice like a sale at Macy's, man. They were all racist, but they couldn't race me. Maybe cause my pencil's too sharp. Man, the words cut deep like the notes for a heart.
or something else like base would have been better. Really stop from hate, it really should have chased better. I drink in pace, it don't make my pay better, so I stop wasting time to make my pay better. Time is money, I don't agree with that, but I believe time holds value and I'ma see to that. Like me not doing my homework, man, I can sleep on that. So I do my work at home, it's for the reason that bleeding raps is my heart in my sleeve. Pro in it's ever R.I.P. seeds believe I'ma get capital however I please. Blue and white be the color of the New York police. Add the blood in the streets, the full picture you see. The one producer's done to make it for. The one flow that you all been waiting for. The one man that you might be hating on, but he show love to you. That Jamaican boy. The one producer's done to make it for. The one flow that you all been waiting for. The one man that you might be hating on, but he show love to you. Getting to the cheese, I'm a veteran, homie. Put my heart in it, ain't no one better than homie. Acting like you know me, this the king's pedal, so homie. Step back and lose track to make you lesser than homie. I don't wanna have to take you away, sweep you off your feet and clear the dust out the way. And then realize that you're wrong and ain't nothing to say. Impeaching after teaching, cause ain't nothing to play. Leave your performance peace back at home. Leave me alone if you don't answer my call on your phone. Your backbone weak like a lymphocyte, you're impossible. I'm better off putting my faith in a Kim Possible. Ask why I lost the faith in y'all. Not cause of a lack of patience, dawg. I just can't decide to take the fall. Why some white boy telling me I ain't involved? The one producer's gonna make it for. The one flow that you all been waiting for. The one man that you might be hating on, but he so loves you. That Jamaican boy. The one producer's gonna make it for. The one flow that you all been waiting for. The one man that you might be hating on, but he so loves you. That Jamaican boy. Let me show you what this love's about. It's about loving beyond the word of mouth. It's about having the time when you ain't got time about. Meaning it even if it's a cliche line. On arrival for you, I go back on road. Cause the love too strong, can't turn my back on soul. You hold it together while my spine's at home. That means you got my back when I don't got my own. For you, every day I thank God. Cause every time I step in the booth, I can't lie. Writing as a form of expression, I can't cry. Less the tears of joy, but when your pain stops. For you, every day, I thank God. Cause every time I step in the booth, I can't lie. Writing as a form of expression, I can't cry. Less the tears of joy, but when your pain stops. Yeah.
Wow. And that video is, man. Hey, I love the video because I'm familiar with the scenery. You know, I shot hoops on that basketball hoop, you know. I stood in KD's booth in that studio right there. So, you know, that's fire right there. That's the Bieber for real.
Yeah.
Man,
that's
God's
real
will.
Energy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for sharing. It means a lot, man. It means a lot. Y'all got any questions about the video?
Most
definitely. Give us some information.
you said, give some information?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
do
okay.
You talk
so,
about the video?
Nah, I would love to talk about it. And as I talk about it, I would just want to shout out the director, Brandon Brum. Just an absolute, you know, genius at what he does. Man, we had, I think, a second cameraman with, who was it? It was Emmanuel Dominguez. They really did their thing with this video. So just to talk about, I don't know, man. I think one of the dopest things about this video is that it's actually not shot on any sort of professional camera. I don't know if you got a chance to see, but I have a behind-the-scenes video. Actually, no one can see it now because I deactivated my Instagram just for music purposes because I wanted to focus more. But it was shot on an iPhone 10. So it's a pretty dope, you know, sort of like fun fact about the video. We went into the video sort of like with this intention of doing like a 90s vibe, but sort of like grime skater look for the editing. And I remember the director, he wanted me to wear something along the lines of like like a chain and a leather jacket. But instead I opted out and sort of like chose something that I thought was like more representative of who I am as a person, or like, you know, representative
Excellent.
Of like my culture. Yeah. And yeah,
Excellent.
I'm just really proud of the results.
Yeah. How long did it take you to finish it?
We shot everything, I think, in one full day. That's it. From 8 a.m.
Okay.
we worked
okay.
until 8 p.m., 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your form of music, do the mainstream, as they call it, you know, radio stations, do they play it, or you have certain stations that just cater to reggae, or how does that work?
So in terms of my form of music, I wouldn't know how to even
mm-hmm.
like categorize it, but what I will say
mm-hmm.
is that I don't think that mainstream radio stations are playing it yet. You know, I don't think that
mm-hmm.
I just don't think it does what mainstream radio wants. You know,
wants right.
So yeah, so you know, I definitely think that I mean, I'll be happy with whatever radio station decides to pick it up. But in terms
mm-hmm.
of radio stations that do pick it up, I just think that the ones that do are just really important to me and close and more like family. You know, obviously like John Works Radio. So that's who
mm-hmm.
is playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is playing it, they are important to me. So that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been playing.
Yeah, it's being
yeah,
beamed out tonight.
Yeah.
Go ahead, D-Ro.
I was just saying, we've been blazing up Marinate a lot on Jawworks Radio. And you talked about, Marinate, you talked about how you switched up your gear. You know, you wanted to wear what was representative of you. And I noticed that you were repping Jamaica, you know, in the video.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to ask a question. You know, I'm wondering, like, all right, so you grew up in Brooklyn, but your parents are both from Jamaica. So I'm wondering,
uh-huh.
you know, you've had a chance to touch down in Jamaica, you know, and spend time down in the island. And if you have, like, what kind of influence that has had on you and also on your music?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think, you know, it's funny because I had always talked about, like, so I went to, let me just start here. I went to Jamaica for the first time in my life about 4 years ago, I think, up to, like, if you count, once we go into the summer, it'll be 4 years since I've gone to Jamaica for the first time. And when I went, it was like, I knew it was like my favorite place I had never been, because, you know, both my parents are Jamaican, and they talked about it my whole life. And, you know, I've sort of, you know, just been a Jamaican, like, you know, or like Jamaican bred, and yet still, like, just haven't had that chance to visit the roots. So it was like something I was always eager to do. When I went down to, you know, I learned a lot. You know, I learned that, you know, my people, they're just very beautiful the way they are. You know, like everything that I had like seen growing up about my people, seeing, you know, when it came to like being in like the sort of enclaves or communities that I existed in East New York, Flatbush, whatever, right? That this was even more amplified when you went to the island. The liberty, the spirit, you know, how everybody exists, you know, and is really like rural, yet really, you know, smart and like sort of like urban community. You know, I was really able to just see how my people exist. I learned a lot, man. To see how honest the kids were, how smart and how creative. Like, you know, I think the creativity in the islands is just off the charts in comparison to kids in the U.S. And I don't think that's because kids in the U.S. are necessarily stupid, but I think when you're given, in general, I think when people are given less or they have less to work with, they really put their minds to work, which was really interesting and beautiful. Mm-hmm. I got to teach at a primary school in Jamaica, I think in the town of New Green. So I taught some kids for a summer and built some really beautiful relationships with them and yeah, and learn a lot about my people in the process for the first time. So it changed my life. and Jamaica is near and dear place to me. You know, the nationalism, as you know, I think if you know any sort of Jamaican in your life, you know that they always busting shot for no reason, or like, you know that, you know, like they just love where they're from, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know that, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys have seen the Olympics, and you already know who Usain Bolt is. I mentioned him earlier on the show. But, like, you know damn well that if there was, like, some sort of race and he was in it, everybody or every Jamaican that you knew was watching that. So, yeah, man, that's just how I feel about Jamaica. I think I've definitely inherited that from my parents and from my kin, from my ancestors. And, yeah, so I had to wear that Jamaican sweatsuit.
Yeah,
fire.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Tell us a little bit about where you grew up, you know, in Flatbush, and kind of how, you know, lead us through how it was as you grew up as a kid and kind of how it is now.
Yeah, so I didn't grow up in Flatbush. Grew up in East New York, which is, like, right by Flatbush, you know. So I was just mentioning Flatbush as, like, you know, one of the Caribbean communities. Like, you know, they're just known in the city that there's a lot of, like, Caribbeans in Flatbush. But my upbringing was you know, pretty cool, you know, learned a lot, definitely learned to navigate the city at a young age, right? Like, you know, at a certain point, like, you get a cell phone, you start walking home from school, you know, and there's different things that you learn to, like, to navigate and maneuver that aren't necessarily normal, right? So, like, for people growing up in other communities, but I think normal obviously changes place to place. You know, I learned a lot, I think, from having, like, a structure at home, right? Like, I had Caribbean parents. It's like, they're known from being super strict. And just know that's not a rumor, right? Like, my parents were, you know, they were on top of me in a way that, like, you know, they wanted me to just try and get my education and you know, make a move for myself, you know, and take the opportunities that I had come my way serious. So mom and pops definitely kept me busy regardless of what was happening around myself. Like, at a young age, I got to learn how to I started learning how to play the piano. And I want to say that was, like, the root of, like, me being starting to get interested in music. So that was as an opportunity to also talk about my upbringing in terms of, like, learning how to write. So my mom, aside from, like, the idea of writing digitally, like, my mom had me doing, like, Mavis Beacon to practice keyboarding, right? Like, she wanted to make sure I had it as a skill. The other thing I did in my own free time was just, like, I used to write books. I used to write, like, little books and put them together and put, like, a cardboard cover on them, draw pictures and staple them together so that I can, you know, give it to my mom at the end of the month and hopefully get, like, a sort of payment. Like, I would sell, like, books for, like, $5, right? Because, like, allowance wasn't really a thing in my house. It wasn't really, you know, something I could do. So I was like, let me figure out a way how to make money, you know what I'm saying? And my mom and my dad, they encouraged me by giving me a little $5, you know, here and there, you know, every time I try to, like, put something together. Yeah, man, so growing up for me is, like, about staying creative and also staying, like, high-spirited, you know. My energy was always different growing up, you know. Like, I think regardless of, you know, circumstance, regardless of, like, whatever obstacles you might have to face, I was always, like, high energy and high spirits, you know. And maybe that also came from being in a strict household, right? Like, as soon as I left the house, I was, like, you know, sometimes the loudest person in the room. Now the reason that I'm the loudest person in the room nowadays would be because I have a mic in my hand, you know? So I guess, like, taking front center stage wasn't really a difficulty, you know? It was definitely an advantage. The way I grew up, a lot of things in my life later on became, like, things that, like, I was able to have an edge in and sort of, like, propel myself to the front of the pack, per se, in some ways, right? So, yeah, my upbringing taught me a lot, parents, you know, schools, and my friends and my community, you know, learned a lot from them overall.
Mm-hmm. And so when you did some teaching back in the Bahamas, was there a difference in the way that they teach here than how they teach there?
Yeah, so I didn't teach in, I taught in Jamaica. So in Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica,
teaching
okay.
in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Teaching in Jamaica, you know, I saw that in terms of, like, needs were different, right? Like, kids, I think that, you know, I learned, like, well, I started to see, at least, right, that kids had different needs, like, right? Like, some kids, they just wanted to, they wanted help with the work. Some kids, they just wanted help, like, you know, in the same way that I think any other kid across the world wants help, but, like, sort of, like, that personal, social, emotional development, right? Like, just, like, being able to talk to someone different. I think it was dope for them, too, in the way that, like, they got to see someone who they thought was a foreigner, you know, rightfully so, mm-hmm. foreigner, because of the fact that, like, I hadn't been home in Jamaica, or I hadn't seen this home that I call home for all my life, for, like, what, 18 years or 19 years up until that point. So, you know, when I came to the island, they're like, they see me, I got, like, locks on my head, and I'm growing my head. They calling me a girl. They say, yo, he got long hair, he a girl. They're like, why are you going, mister, why you look like a girl? So, you know, like, I started learning from them, like what is customary and what is normal to them. And I also got to teach them a few things about, like, where I was from, like America, you know, right? Like, I got to show them how different pieces of technology work. I brought down for them, like, a Raspberry, like, mini computer, and I showed them how to actually, like, you know, a lot of these kids, so what I take for granted is that, like, you know, I've seen a computer, I know how to use one, and even in my community, I say, like, this exists, but, like, the disparity between the community here in America versus, like, you know, not just Jamaica, I'm sure other third world countries, quote-unquote third world, I don't like that phrase, but that's what they call Jamaica, right? They call my island third world country. We don't have access to technology, so literally me showing them a computer, for some of them, this is like the first time in their life that they had ever seen a computer. And mind you, this isn't a desktop, this isn't a laptop. This is like a small little, like, 3-inch by 3-inch box connected through HDMI to a TV. I have a keyboard hooked up to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, these kids had no sort of, like, so to begin to even fathom, like, trying to teach them how to type, they'd never seen a computer. Just, like, I had to teach them how to, like, sort of navigate that computer. And I left it for them, you know. And I think I also had, like a Sega game system or something, like, you know, something really, like, small that they also enjoyed, you know. But, like, the access is, like, it's quite different, you know, in terms of, like, running water, you know, like, my aunt, you know, she has like rain buckets, you know, for the house, right? So rain is how you get your supply, you know, like electricity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it goes out. That's normal, you know, like, so. Yeah, it was very different. It was very different. Like I started to learn, and it wasn't. And going back to electricity, it didn't go out because you didn't pay your bill. Sometimes it just goes out. You still paying for that, you know?
Right.
Like, it's so interesting. Right. The experience is different. The experience is different, and I appreciate and love and learn to love even more my island after that. And you know, my goal, you know, again, you were speaking to me about that earlier. You asked me that question. You know, again, like I want God to smile on every decision I make. Hopefully, right? But my goal is definitely to bring things back to my island, right? Bring things back to whatever I would call the place of my origin, right? Whether that be Jamaica, whether that be Africa, right? Like, I want to give back, I want to bring back. And that could just be knowledge, you know, as a resource, right? Because you give a man a fish, you live a day, give a man, you know, or teach a man how to fish, and he lives forever, right? Like, it could be knowledge,
right,
or it could be the resources in the other ways, right? Like, you know, maybe bring a program that teaches kids how to play music, you know, or bring a program that teaches kids about finance, you know, like something that's really going to, like, change the trajectory of our families and break cycles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I forgot the question. I'm not even going to lie to you, but there we are.
Yeah, but you were able to see the two different cultures, you know, from living in the States and from being from back home, and that's an experience right there. But, I mean, it's like it's a lot that you can bring back to the islands, like you say, you know, teach the children skills. You know, even if it's music, this is what you are into. You know, if you're teaching them music, they're still creating. You know, what about the tourists there? Is it like it used to be? Is the children is that's that energy. So, you know, enlighten them, show them, let them get into their creativity like you have and see what they can create.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I totally agree with you. I think that is the way, you know, the children and trying to bring back the opportunities for them, you know, so that they can access and tap into their full potential. And without a doubt, you know, what I'd like to say is, like, in some ways, our people, you know, are like, you know, our people or like, you know, any people really given less. When you give them, when you give them what they need, they're going to do more. They're going to do more than I did, you know, growing up in America with all the privileges that I didn't even realize were privileges until I got to an age where, like, I was able to recognize certain things. Not to say my parents didn't teach me that, you know, but, like, things started to click when they started to click, you know. But, like, you give some of these kids more, and I guarantee you, like, the moon and the stars is theirs, you know. they're going to reach.
Yeah,
they're gonna reach. So I think that is the way too. Yeah. I agree with you completely.
And you putting yourself in a position that it's a lot that you can do. You know, that's the thing. Yeah. You can take your resources and help other, and it's all energy building upon it. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's not about, you know, what other people, waiting on other people. It's all about creating. It's about you. So you're teaching them how to create. You're opening them up. You understand, letting them understand that they already have the information inside their DNA. Everything they need is within them, not outside of them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and that
can
just open up a whole new world.
Yeah.
44, y'all have me over here preaching. 44 and Eric.
Yeah, we're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Marinette, can you big up some of the family members in your videos nowadays? The sister Maya, who has a beautiful voice and a skill on guitar. I checked out some of her work at Bard College, and also Crucifix. Well, Mike, man, your brother Johnny, man, can you big them up and tell us about them?
Hey, every time. Look, Maya Camille, amazing, just singer. You know, like, yeah, like, just she's family. You know, and to the extent that, like, you know, we create a lot of music together, and I'm hoping to, you know, definitely connect with her more in terms of, like, creating more music and putting it out there into the world. She's, you know, I met her at Bard. Ajani Nana Baluku is another just, like, amazing, talented artist. You know, he's not only an artist, but very much a producer. Produces the music. So Crucifix from Mike, he produced that instrumental, and then he also rapped on the track with me and harmonized. I remember, like, when he played me that beat, you know, he didn't want to do anything with it. He was just like, it was just another one of Johnny's, like, really great beats. And then we took that and made something out of it, you know. So that was a blessing. Another person I want to shout out. Obviously, you see my family in the God's Will video. So if anybody, you know, types in God's Will, G-O-D-W, G-O-D-S-W-I-L, God's will. You'll find at the end of the video, like when the video turns to color, it's like it's exploding in color because like this is like the most important part of like who Jazak is. It's like your family, right? So you got my mom, my pops, my little sister. You don't see pictures of my older sister. You know, she's in I think Indiana right now with her. You know, starting up her own family, I think, real soon. She's doing her thing. But, you know, family is, like, the concept. It's the idea. And you can see it there. I'd like to also shout out my brother. I think he was listening mm-hmm. earlier. Josh Marks. Josh Marks' spot is a frequent collaborator on Marinade's World. He's featured on probably, I think, 2 or 3 tracks on my album. Just a really solid guy and a talented rapper, talented writer, first and foremost. But, yeah, man, if I had to shout out anybody, it's definitely those guys and my family. Also, shout out to Black Oiler, the term was co-authored by not only myself but Anna Guaba. She's like a scholar at Bard College. She studies psychology, and she sort of, like, you know, helped me piece that together as well. So shout out to her. Shout out to my label, Jab Boys Production. you know, like when I say label, you know, we don't have a couple million yet, you know, to back other artists, but we're working on it. So the label is very much a family-owned label, family unit. And also shout out to, you know, obviously Jabworks Radio. So yeah, that's the shout outs that I got today, man. These people are part of, like, you know, who I would say, like, you know, really comprise and support and lift up Marinade. Yeah. So there you go, man. That's the shout outs. And what I'll say is, man, to anybody who I forgot, I hope you know it's all love, and I ain't really forget you. We're just gonna shout you out next time.
So, already.
There it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Bev, is it possible to
where
to play
D-Row
that
at?
Crucifix for a mic? Hello?
Hello?
Yo, E.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's
I
up, D-Row?
I had my mute on.
Okay,
I just
right.
want to let the family know that if they have any questions or comments that they want to talk with our guests, you can call in at 323-642-1586 and push number 1 if you would like to talk to Marinade. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Deb, you think we could drop
Deb,
another one
that.
Of those tracks, like Crucifix for a Mic?
Let me see what I see. Okay, let me put that on.
You know, it's a new day and age. People have their own thinking. People have their own things that they're into. People have their own religion. Hip-hop is a religion to a certain extent, and the rappers are the preachers. And the music is the scriptures. You know, it's just like church, because you go to a concert, You raise your hands in the air, you get dressed up, you sing songs, and you definitely pay some money. It's just like church.
We were sitting down and chilling. Homeboy said, what's up? And I said, the cost of living. We jumped on a boat. They say, don't drop out. Slavery was the option. When the boat docked down, then that bondage be that college tuition. What I'm wishing is that it met the budget or the pot I'm pissing. Tell me, what am I missing? Is it vision or is it ambition? Cause I'm lifted. You see, in order to achieve, one must believe to make your fantasies the reality you perceive. Shatter the best, never shatter the less. Unless you try to pass the valley of the shadow of death. See your future, stick your fist in it. Your imprint, speak it into it. Existing it. Too much soul in the world, too cold. They say your spirit too old, they wanna see you fold. I'm that black boy that they really enjoy. I'm also that boy that they wanna destroy. They don't wanna see a boy employed, but we don't need no ploy, cause yo soy, the rhythm of coy. Hey, music ain't my purpose, it's my platform. Tryna get a few plaques, so damn platform. Young man with his head in his clouds, tryna reach my goals, so I can't land now.
See, I don't know what you been missing, man. They say speak what you wanted to exist in this. See, I'm searching for sure. I don't know if
pull up the magnetic, spinning number 34 over the track like he was athletic. Came into the gunfight with no rifle, just a pen in the spirit within a Michael. Every time I step to a mic, it's like a Bible. Get a couple wins like Mike will be my final. Wishes before my maker come and pull a cape, but turn my physical being to them things out to save us. Word, cause we really gotta come together. I'm sick of seeing this love thrown into a shredder. It's a mess, cause in the end all we got is us. And if not us, then who, what can't you trust? But these conflicts make it harder for you and me. Seeing iris to iris, no possibilities. So I see this papyrus, where I'm really free. Eliminate the virus over these beats. With a touch of Midas, maybe then you'll see. I fix it like Titus, spinning past 16. The reborn Osiris, so immortal we be. Amongst the sirens, sending us 6 feet deep.
Cause there's too many of us jumping into these graves. So put your flashlights on, we getting out of this cage.
See, I don't know what you've been missing, man. They speak what you wanted to exist in this. See, I'm searching for sure. I don't know if I find, but if I pray to the Lord, then I know that it's mine. See, I don't know what you've been missing, man. They speak what you wanted to exist in this. See, I'm searching for sure. I don't know if I find, but if I pray to the Lord, then I know that it's mine. Finesse my time so that I'm never behind. Yeah, one day, your boy, he gon' be ahead of the line. Oh,
shout out to Johnny, your boy Marinate on the track.
Next track.
All right.
Are you planning a concert or anything? No, not at all. I would say, okay. especially because we're living in these times right now that we're living in. I think right now I just want to sit down and focus on creating my music, and I'm definitely working on the second album. Might be working on a joint project as well. I'm just going to sit down and create, I feel really good about the space that I'm in. It's just about doing it and less of the, less talk, So hopefully 2 years from now, we have another project for you.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And, they got means of, you got Zoom and you got Skype and, you can still put shows together. That's where that creative energy come in. So, there's many ways of doing things.
Yeah, no, that's very true, man.
But
definitely
creating is good.
That.
Creating is good. All right.
Yes, man.
Yeah, I think we're, right.
So
we're in a creative time right now. Like Marinate said, it's like all right, we got this reset going, and it's a good time to get those creative juices flowing. Marinate, can you run us? I mean, what goes into like creating music for you? I mean, I'm sure every track is different, every experience is different, but can you run us through that kind of creative experience, for you when you're writing your tracks?
Yeah, I say it's really a mindset thing in a way that, you want to make sure that your mind is right, and that you're saying what you mean, right? Like you want to say it all the time. So I think definitely, focusing on in the way that Ms. Beverly D, I know part of your podcast, like you speak to like health and wellness, right? And health being wealth, it's like just taking care of yourself and practicing and coming into yourself. I think from time to time, I would especially during the Black Boiler Project, just be writing lines that just came to me, right? Like you didn't even have to do it like a specific instrumental, specific track. I was just writing stuff that, I was given, by Lord, I say the Lord definitely. He's one of the biggest co-authors on most of my tracks, I'll be getting it from above. So, I'll be writing like whatever whatever thoughts coming to my mind, you know, it could be a metaphor. It could just be like a random thought, you know. It could just be an interaction that sort of inspires it, or an encounter, or just something I see. And I just take out my phone real quick and just jot it down for later, you know. And then sometimes these songs are like, it's like a juggle. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, right? And you're piecing it together that way, like something that I wrote from maybe 5 years ago to like something that's like I wrote yesterday matches together, you know what I'm saying? And when it's laying it down on the track, I think honesty the best policy at all times when it comes to making music. And yeah, it would just come out in that way. And then there was times like, so the song God's Will, you know, sometimes it's not as methodical, right? I heard, so God's Will is a full, fully just like a band, right? It's live instrumental sound. It's not in any way digitally produced. It's digitally recorded, but not digitally produced. It's an analog sound you're hearing, right? So the band played it for me, and I recorded it on my iPhone, and they come up with this beat, and they were like, yo, man, you think you could do something with it? I listened to it at first, and I was just like, maybe. Went home, and spirit hit me. You know what I'm saying? Spirit hit me, and I just started writing, and I was done with that song in probably less than 2 days, you know? It varies. Sometimes it's 2 years, sometimes it's 2 days, but at the same time, don't rush your process. You know, quality over quantity every time, that's what I'm going to tell you. And what you've seen a lot nowadays, it's like, yeah, man, people be having his songs in truth, like, what are they really saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, or is this what they was, like, brought on this earth to do, to tell you some, you know, to tell you something that was going to last today and, you know, you forget about it tomorrow? Or was this something that you're supposed to, like, you know, really step into someone's life and, you know, help them make a change, you know? So, yeah, that's how I think about music, I would say. Yeah.
Good point.
And have you noticed that? Go ahead, 44.
Oh no, I was just saying, good point. You know about the don't rush the process. I like how you said before. Maybe in a couple of years, I'll have another album. You got us waiting for that one. go ahead, Bev.
And have you noticed that people have made love songs 20, 30 years ago? And it still touches you today as it did back then.
If not, maybe more,
you know. More so, yes. Yeah. And then
you got people
putting stuff out talking about WAP and all that other irrelevant stuff. But then you got these love songs that still penetrating, vibrating with you.
Yeah, man, I definitely think you're right, man. You can see like when someone like takes time and puts it into something, right? Like, and how that looks, or you even see like just like productivity and skill, right? Like, you know, D-Roll. Yeah, I did joke about the album, maybe 2 years, but you know, honestly, like, if I increase on my productivity, you might see it in the next, you know, in the next year and a half, next year, you know, next 6 months even, right? So you just never know. Like, I think that what you do know is how much you put into what you do, like, and how seriously you take it. Like, is this an everyday thing, or is this just like a once every 6 months thing, like, right? Or is it that you're just looking for new inspiration, right? Because if that's the case, maybe you got to change up your scenery. Maybe you got to change up your habits, change up what you do. But most importantly, like for me, I think it's about just taking care of myself and honestly talking to God. When I do that, I'm at my best. So, yeah, man. D-Roll, never know, man. Maybe at the end of the year, I got you a little album present or something, you know. We're definitely going to have some tracks before the end of the year, though. I'd say at least one or two tracks. Yeah, I like to be patient and diligent. I try to be diligent at least. So hopefully we're diligent.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
where you at, Eric? Eric, are you still there? Okay. Well, 44, I mean, somebody dropped. Well, that's 44 drop. So I think that we you still here? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and
ma'am.
Eric, are you here? Okay. Okay, I don't know where Eric went. 44, I have to call back in. But I appreciate vibing with you. I love your music. It's authentic. That's what makes it so good.
Thank you.
And keep up the excellent work. Let me open up 44 line here. 44, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about 44? That, Bev. I had
okay,
to step outside
right.
for a second.
That's okay.
Oh, my. Eric's line drop? Eric's line drop as well?
Well, no, it's still open, but I don't hear him.
Okay.
No,
all right.
You said it was a storm going on.
Right, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Think we could play another track here, Bev?
Okay, let's go with Family Man.
Oh, all right.
I'm a family man, what the family do? Family the baby, not the baby. When you in a trouble, family is here for you. Man of my name will leave you by the road that I do. I'm a family man, what the family do? Family the baby, not the baby. When you're in a trouble, family is here for you. But nobody will leave you by the road like a true. Be a man, in a end, get a plan. Nobody might be looking at your frustration. It's the matter of your eye, you know where you come yet. Nobody must see up on them tips and a person is for death. Sorry for the loss that you get, but this is the only really lost step. Hey, get together, man. Don't act like you are not but you're a feather man. Yeah, yo. No for them I tell me that them they don't come. But some of them I teach up and I run and them I run. But if you understand the strength of the Almighty, no for them I come and put them fighting on me. I mean say, don't even try it, man. Come in on me face with your knife in your hand. Listen, man, you tell me that you're tough. What's your game? What's your plan? Use a man. Well, you ain't no family man. A family man, well, this is not a big, big break. Big up for yourself and the life that you get with children, not for your friends. I'm a family man, what a family do? Family's the best thing that ever comes to. When you're in a trouble, family is here for you. But nobody will live up on the road that I do. I'm a family man, what a family do? Family's the best thing that ever comes to. When you're in a trouble, family is here for you. But no problem with it, you find the road that that's true. I don't like texting the family, no, not at all. I'd rather give a call so they know it's me for sure. See something, say something I came through. Being you is something that these people just can't do. They saying, true wish, I'm saying no favor. That's like me being signed to your home label. If it's worth fighting for, then I'ma wage war. Anytime something's too good, then I'ma stay poor. Two is better than too many. I'd rather have a little and then have plenty so I know what to do with it. So I know I'm not a fool, so I can still add 1 + 1 and get to it. So I know that I'm cool at this, so I know how to move with it. Mama told me the rope will get caught in the news with it. Papa instilled a hope and wisdom I can't lose with it. Shout out to the Reed Spirit, I'm still using it, not abusing it. I know my worth, they don't know, that don't hurt. Put my heart on my shirt, they don't really want the worst. Business open 9 to 5, 5 to 9, that's for sure. I'm a conjure up a cure for all of their manure. Shout out to mother and father, y'all learned so much. Taught me and since paper gon' burn and such. That means money don't matter, and life is a ladder. And to reach the top, gotta keep your mind over matter. I'm a family man, what the family do? Family's the best thing that ever happened. When you're in a trouble, family is here for you. But nobody will let you find the road that I do. I'm a family man, what the family do? Family's the best thing that ever happened. When you in a trouble, family is here for you. But nobody will let you find the road that I do. I'm a family man.
I like your beats. All your beats are different. I really like the beats. I like what you're saying too, but the beats have a lot to do with it also.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Some of these beats are actually on the album are older than me, which is actually really funny. This beat was probably produced when I was like 3 or less, you know. So, yeah, it's an honor.
Is that the beat right there? That beat right there, Mayonnaise? Is that an older one?
Sorry? Yeah, it's one of the older ones, most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a vibe, though. I love that.
Yeah. Excellent. Well,
yeah, we should pick up. I love that, too. Family Man, you know, big up once again, Kate. And big up your mom, Tamika, Natalia. And like I said, like we've been talking a lot about family, you know, and, yeah, it's been beautiful having you all on and just building this family vibration.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps on every year. It's really beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And
I'm glad.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, I will vouch. This is a heart-to-core family, you know, taking me in several times. And, you know, I always just appreciate love that and just taking me in right like family and vice versa. You know, we always, doors always open. So, yeah, we're looking forward to linking again. Keeping these vibes rolling.
Yeah. And I'm glad that you have invited the Truth to Power family to be part of the family, too. And we also will be playing your music also. So we're going to keep this energy going. And we appreciate your work. So I don't know where Eric went, but I want to thank you for your time, your creativity, your energy. I just want to thank you for being you and continue the good work. We will definitely support you. And we really appreciate you for taking the time and doing what you're doing. You're one of the gods. Just know that. And we appreciate
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for your time. Thank
you
for having me. Yeah. Big up, Beverly D. Big up, D-Ro.
Okay.
Big up, Rod C. Big up, Job Works Radio. Shout out to Job Boys Production. And of course, thank you, God. You know, I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And, hope to talk again. And maybe I have something new for you.
We
guys.
Will.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
How's it going?
Thank you. Yes, 44.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I hear.
If we got a few more minutes, you know, I got a little something I wanted to share with the family, to take on.
Okay,
and a little
go
bit
ahead.
Of a,
we have. Go ahead.
Right. But before we move on, I just want to again say thank you, Marinate, and just encourage everybody to head over to marinatemusic.com and support. You know, and go to all the music's on iTunes. Amazon Music, I'm sure, and Spotify and everything else. Last album's Marinate, and the album's called Black Oiler. And all the videos, you know, check it out. All the links on the website, marinatemusic.com. Big up, Marinate.
Bless. You guys take care and be blessed.
All right.
Okay,
bless
you
out.
Too. Thank you.
So, yeah, okay. Bev.
I think this is Eric. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear reset. Am I with you? We on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right,
you.
Cool. Yeah, so I just want to touch on a couple things that have been coming up here. So, like you always refer to me as 44 or 44 parallel. I always appreciate love that.
Uh-huh.
Here I sit on the 44 parallel, and really surrounded by nature, you know, and that's what. Basically, I'm a student of nature, as we all are, right? I mean, that's where we talk about what we learn from another human, and a man-to-man, woman-to-man, child-to-man knowledge. But the most powerful is always going to be that nature, what you learn, you know, direct from nature. Like you said before, what's in your DNA really is just being activated, right?
Yeah.
So a couple times I've been on before, you know, I always talk about, like, what's coming up in the season and what I see now. We're in spring, right? So, like, everything's coming up. We are we are just surrounded by abundance. And I remember Rossi doing talking about the bun dance years ago. I love that. So we got a lot of abundance, you know, in nature. And what I want to talk about a couple things, if you don't mind, which is that there's still a lot of talk about. I don't want to like beat a dead horse, but like people talking about this virus, right? And the vaccine, like this is what a lot of people are talking about it within the mainstream, at least, right? I want to get to that to get to like solutions, right? What do we have as solutions? Because there's no hate.
Yeah,
it's all love, you know. Whether you want to take that vaccine or not, you know, like I'm not going to hate on anybody, but we got options and we got solutions. And it all comes, you know, it all comes from nature. I mean, nature is going to be the solution. They always got the solution. So, but let's talk about it,
yeah.
You know. So, but first, before we get into that, I want to just talk about what's coming up right now. Like, I want to talk about some people plants in the spring,
mm-hmm.
a couple in particular, like yellow dock.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been pretty, like, I got two ewes. I got my daughter Camila. Big up Camila. She's 4.5. I got my daughter Natalia. She's 8 months. And or actually 9 months,
okay,
9 months yesterday.
Excellent.
And so I'm
okay.
pretty grounded here, you know. Like I spent like 3 days. I didn't leave my homestead, you know, like just in the yard and on the river. But there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to talk about what's instead of moving into the forest like we've done before, we could look at some plants that are you could find in a rural area, a suburban area, or an urban area. These are plants that just follow people. Or we follow the plants, I would say.
Okay.
The plant, the plants, you know, the plants is an ancient kingdom. So they're, and you talk about plant kingdom, mushroom. These are kingdoms that are further evolved, you know, than we are, just, you know, in terms of biologically. So they got that knowledge. They have a deep, deep knowledge of what we need. And so anyway, all right. We got yellow dock coming up big time right now. I'm kind of newer to working with yellow dock, but any student of Dr. Savy is real familiar with yellow dock because Savy loved yellow dock. And, of course, a lot of herbalists do
okay.
for good reason. But, you know, you could find Savy just talking about yellow dock for like an hour, just about yellow dock. But this is one that's coming up
mm-hmm.
right now, and this is one that he always said. He was like, this is something you could find in your yard. And, yeah, go figure, here it is growing right on the edge of my yard here. It's such a powerful plant. It's coming up, and what this time of year, if you got access to yellow dock or curly dock, is another name for it. You can use the roots right now as a blood cleanser or as just a, you know, an overall tonic. Moves those toxins right out of the body.
Okay.
You know, repairs the digestive system. It's got so many different uses. I just want to just recognize yellow dock coming up right now, and just really excited to be working with it. I'm not going to go into all the uses because I want to kind of keep it straight and to the point. But yellow dock
okay.
is such a beautiful plant. Like the leaves are edible in the spring, but mainly it's the root. You know, the root, it's one of the best. Anybody who's anemic or having, like, female issues where you got a, you know, blood
mm-hmm.
issues, this is one of those plants,
yeah.
you know, that cleanses the blood, moves those toxins out of the body. It's full of iron.
Okay.
But not only that, it's got
mm-hmm.
that bioflavonoids and tannins and compounds that support the absorption of iron, like a fortified iron. So instead of just an iron that you're not even
okay.
going to absorb, something that really, you know, it's chelated. So it's the bio-chelated iron that people are always looking for in the health food stores. Get it right from that yellow dock.
Okay.
The other one I wanted to just point out is burdock. So we got it's two docks, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the other one is just the burdock, and this is well known. Like anybody who's into herbs, I'm sure is very familiar with burdock. These plants are often combined together,
right.
like yellow dock, burdock, dandelion as like a cleanser, you know, a tonic. In particular, this is the spring, so this is a time when we're a lot of people, including myself, are trying to do some cleansing, you know, from whatever may have been going on over the winter. So whether it's a fast
mm-hmm.
or just a cleanse, you know, these are super important. The burdock, again, really
mm-hmm.
removing those toxins from the blood because, all right, even if you got a healthy lifestyle in the winter, you're just, if you live in a four-season kind of climate in the winter, you're probably inside more than you are in the summer. So you just got those indoor air pollutants
right.
coming in. What, you know, so you got to move that stuff out in the springtime. This is really the time to detox. And so, yeah, I just want to recognize those couple
so
plants.
So you're saying you can use burdock, yellow dock, and dandelion. All of them are cleansers, cleanse the blood.
Yeah, yeah, all those are cleansers, you know. And you see a lot of
okay.
KT, he's got, you know, stuff that combines. And same with Savy when he had his products. You know, they were oftentimes those were actually combined. But it's funny because these are all three of these plants, I call them like people plants because you can find them anywhere in the world, no matter where they're from originally. They follow people. I always kind of thought of it as they follow people, but I was talking to Eric a couple of days ago, and he had a good point that it's more like we follow them in the sense that, all right, because these plants, they come up in places that are disturbed. They're not living in like a deep, deep forest. They're living on the edge. That's why you find them in an urban area, like a yard that's not getting used. Some of the first things going to come up is yellow dock, burdock, dandelion. Why? Because those are soils that need to be repaired. And so that these plants come to restore the earth in that location. But not only do that, they same thing with our body because everything's fractal, right? So you see that what it does for the earth, it's going to be the same thing for us. Just like how yellow dock, if you look at the early leaf, you see that it's got some red veins in the leaf pattern. And again, all this fractal. So like when you look at that leaf and you see those red veins, that's the plant telling you how it should be used for your blood. So these plants have developed ways to communicate with us over millions of years to tell us what we should be using them for. And they're so smart and intelligent that they come up everywhere we go. They're saying, I'm here, you know. Why are you pharmacy, I'm right here, like I'm in the side lot that hasn't been mowed for months. Why do you think I'm growing here? Why do you think I keep on coming up? Even they put pesticides down, I keep on popping up between sidewalks.
Right.
Yeah. So they got deep ways to communicate if we can open our ears, you know, and open ourselves to that form of communication, which is a highly evolved form of communication.
Yeah,
and there's all these science
Excellent.
And books about how plants and trees communicate with each other. So the science is out there now. It's not, you know, and it's pretty mainstream. So a lot of people are aware of it, which is good. You know, that awareness is building, and so it's amazing. You know, it's just amazing to see and to experience. And so I just wanted to quickly just shine a light on those couple plants coming up everywhere. I would say anywhere you are. You know, if you're in, like, somewhere like Texas where Eric is, something like yellow dock, you know, the leaves are probably too far along to really eat too much. You want to eat them when they're younger. They got, like, a nice – me and my daughter Camila, we were eating them tonight. They got this nice lemony kind of taste to them. They're sweet. Well, they're sour, actually, but they taste good.
Okay.
All right, but the main thing
and
I want to talk about
– What about like if you go to like some of these herb places and they have these, you know, already in jars and things, so you can get some of them and boil them and drink them like that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, you can make a tea. Like if you just buy the root or you harvest the root, buy it.
Yeah.
You can make the tea, right? Like if it's just the root and it's ground up and it's dried, so that's going to be good for a tea.
Yeah.
The other thing you'll find at the stores is tinctures, right? Like alcohol-based tincture is the more typical kind of tincture. And so you could buy that and use it the same way. You know, there's probably directions. And, you know, it's all good. That's you know. But one thing I wanted to emphasize is just our sovereignty over our health. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. I go to the store for a lot of stuff. But the more we can incorporate these kind of foods, like if you can even get out there and harvest it yourself, you know, the better you're going to be to get that relationship with the plant, to build that relationship, you know, to be the one harvesting.
Okay.
Talk,
okay.
You know, before harvesting, get to really kind of commune with it. And plus it's going to be the freshest, but you're going to get that personalized energy and kind of they'll get the plant will get the sense of what you need, But, you know, you could do that with a dried root still, but when the plant's alive right there in the ground, it's I find it even more powerful. And, yeah, I just think it's important having that sovereignty of our own health where we don't have to necessarily go to the store for everything. But I do it, of course, for most things. But I try to, you know, just little by little incorporate a little more wild foods into my diet. I got a long way to go, but just try to incorporate little by little. You know, if you can get up to 10 or 15% of your diet for a period of time, that's significant. That's going to make a big difference. Because you got the wild foods, they're so much more rich in minerals and vitamins, and they got healthy bacteria, you know, that we don't get from a lot of store-bought food doesn't have that bacteria, which has got your vitamin Bs. And you know, traditionally, like, that's where we have people talk about vegans and vitamin B deficiency and stuff. But, you know, if we were eating from the earth, really, you don't really have to worry about that.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's so much out there. And but I want to talk about this virus, you know, because there's just so much misinformation, and there's such a lack of important information out there. And as you know, I mean, I know you know, Bev, how much censorship there is right now. Like, it's heavy,
right,
man. It's crazy. Like, and I could tell because I talked to my family in Peru, and they can find information there that you can't find here. Like, if you Google something, if you Google one thing, like, say, natural, let's say, like, something like natural treatment COVID here, and you do the same thing in Peru, you're going to get completely different results because the censorship here is real heavy. So we're like the new China, you know, in terms of at least this particular topic.
Okay.
Censorship is real heavy.
Okay.
You can't have any kind of opposing opinion. You can't have you're never going to get two sides or even different alternatives or, like, different ideas for what kind of options we got. So there's a heavy, you know, there's a heavy hand right now with censorship. But that's all right. You know, we got our formats. We got Beverly D Radio. We got Jawworks Radio. We got so many different outlets.
Right.
So same time, like,
right.
Yeah, if you're tuned in, you can find it. It's out there. But just if you're, like, still want to use, like, just Google something, it's going to be a little bit harder to find. But you can still find stuff. But what I wanted to find, I want to talk about, like, all right, I'm going to talk about this virus. And in the beginning of, somewhere in along the beginning timeline, they started talking about the cytokine storm. You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
I started hearing about this. Yeah. I started hearing about this probably in, like, November or December of last year.
Okay.
And then it started getting more into the mainstream that what they were finding was that the people who were having these severe illness or death were having what they call a cytokine storm. And so let's talk about what is a cytokine and what is a cytokine storm. So cytokines are molecules. They're molecules that are caused by your immune cells, right? And basically these molecules allow your immune cells to communicate with each other. So they're crucial for like a healthy immune system. But too many cytokines can have a negative effect. And this is when you have this storm of cytokines, they call it a cytokine storm. It's generally, like, triggered by an infection that, like this, that triggers your immune system to flood your bloodstream with cytokine. It's a natural reaction of your immune system. But when there's too many of them, it kills tissues, it can damage the organs, and it can cause acute respiratory distress syndrome, which is what they're, all right, so in the case of COVID, that's what the cytokine storm is causing, and that's what they're considering the major cause of death.
Mm.
So that's cytokine and a cytokine storm. Now,
can you spell that? Can you spell that?
So it's spelled C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E. Cytokine.
Okay.
Cytokine storm. cytokine and storm. And it's not a new thing because, they've been studying this stuff for a while. Like other diseases have caused cytokine storm, stuff like Lyme disease. Is that like where I live, Lyme disease is a pretty big deal. Is that something out in Michigan too, Bev?
Lyme disease.
Yeah, Lyme disease. That's something that's a big deal out there in Michigan?
Well, I know whatever it is, it's like an epidemic or whatever that they got going on here.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so anyway, they've been studying this cytokine storm for a while because, you know, this virus isn't the first thing that causes it. These cytokine storms have been well researched for autoimmune diseases and even cancer, Lyme disease. These things can also cause cytokine storms. So they've been doing research.
Okay.
So as soon as the information came out that said, all right, people are dying from a cytokine storm that's causing acute respiratory distress, you would think they would start looking into what helps tamper down or blanket a cytokine storm. What can ease that? But that information never came out. They never followed up with what can we do. But I'm going to talk about that just a little bit. I'm going to try to keep it brief, unless there's questions.
Okay.
But what I want to talk about is the chaga mushroom, and this is a mushroom that we've been dealing with for a long time. It grows many places around the world. Like here in the North America, it grows in Asia and Europe. Those are the main places where it grows, and it grows on birch trees, all different types of birch trees. And actually, it grows on other kinds of hardwood trees, but the medicine is most potent from birch trees, so it's only to be harvested really from birch trees. But they had studies actually going back to 2005. There's a study that found that chaga mushroom was able to modulate the dysregulation of cytokine production, and the study was to do actually with cancer patients, because again, the cancer also caused this cytokine storm, which was causing a respiratory distress for these patients. And they found that that chaga mushroom is an adaptogen. When you got too much of this cytokine, the way I actually found out about the cytokine storm is there was questioning, like, at one point, I don't know if you remember, but they started saying like, oh, elderberry and echinacea and stuff like that, anything that stimulates your immune system might actually be bad for COVID, like, because a lot of people that because they wanted to boost their immune system up, but then all of a sudden they were like, well, maybe you shouldn't take that because it might stimulate your cytokines even more and cause more of a storm. But that, as far as I know, that's kind of been disproven. I haven't done too much research on that in particular, but I think, you know, I would just say it's still a good idea to do whatever you can to boost your immune system. But in terms of chaga mushroom, they've got studies, you know, back into the mid-2000s about how chaga, as an adaptogen, would tamper down, modulate the dysregulation of cytokine production. So it would essentially regulate the production to bring it back to a regular amount. There was an article, and so basically, like at the end of that study, they recommended for people who had a chance of having excess of unwanted cytokines to use chaga, essentially is what it came down to. Now, in January of this year, there was an article in Nutritional Outlook. It was titled this, "Are Medicinal Mushrooms on the Cusp of Mainstream Fame?" I read that. I was like, oh, boy, here we go. You know, like, okay, people are catching up. But what they talk about, it's actually a pretty interesting article. People can find it, like, if you just type in Nutritional Outlook, January 2021, or you just type in that title, "Are Medicinal Mushrooms on the Cusp of Mainstream Fame?"
Okay.
Because basically what they found was there was another study done, and this was to do specifically with COVID. It was September of 2020, a study that looked at a bunch of different herbs and mushrooms. And what they found was that, in their words, the antiviral and anti-inflammatory benefit of chaga are quite remarkable. Let's see, I got it right here, so I'm just going to All right, so it says, like, in fact, like, the study released this past August focused on the viral modulating and anti-inflammatory effects of mushrooms and herbs on SARS-CoV-2 infection and stated that one of the potential candidates against the SARS-CoV-2 virus may be in an, let me see, this is Latin, Inonotus obliques, also known as chaga mushroom. The study went on to highlight chaga's powerful enzymatic system and strong system of defense, which has been shown to inhibit pro-inflammatory cytokines associated with COVID-19 and help prevent a cytokine storm from overwhelming the immune system, the very thing that's, you know, been killing people off. So this is just to show, like, all right, so as far as prevention goes, we at least we got this one solution that, you know, if you're whatever, like, in an age category or a health category where maybe you feel you may be at risk, you know, this is we got this as a solution. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the first thing I want to talk about with as far as this this virus goes, like that we got at the cytokine storm, which was big news at one point and kind of fell off because all the focus is on one thing right now. The other big one is, and this is something I didn't find out about this until like 2 or 3 months ago. I started hearing about this and I was blown away, and then I did some like a bunch more research. And what I found out about is basically like this herbal steam therapy, which is really basic. We all know about a lot of this stuff, so it's just a reminder, you know. And I just want to talk about how it's been proven to help in this situation. So the way I found out about this was from Mr. G. He was on Brother Rich's channel, Black Magic 363, okay, on his YouTube. And so, yeah. Mr. G, okay, people who don't know, he's the guy who wrote that book, My Journey with Dr. Sabi, a couple years ago.
Okay.
Which is a really good book. Mr. G was like Dr. Sabi's, he was like his cameraman, but Sabi called Mr. G the bridge for the last 2 to 3 years of Sabi's life. Anyone who wanted to talk with Dr. Sabi had to go through Mr. G. So he called him the bridge. He was like the bridge. But he was he's a guy.
Okay.
He's also from Honduras, just like Dr. Sabi. He's from Sambo Creek, just like Sabi, actually, the same town. But they never knew each other. Anyway, he came on Brother Rich's channel, and he's the one that dropped some of this information that I'm going to share the first. And he was like, man, I came over here, and, you know, down there it's all cool. Like, people aren't, you know, they're not, like, wearing masks or nothing like that down there. Like, it's everything's, you know, much more easy breezy down there. Mm-hmm. He said, I came down here chilling and just going about my deal. And he said, be honest, I didn't really believe in this whole thing, you know, like, but he said, I caught it down here. And he said, it hit me hard. He said, he was having problem breathing and all this. And he ended up going to the hospital, which he said he never really does, but he was feeling that bad, I guess. And so, one of his friends came in and told him he knew of a herbalist in the hills who could help him. And the doctor, they're kind of strict down there, but he said the doctor knew of the herbalist, so he was comfortable releasing him if he was going to be in the hands of this herbalist. So he went out to this herbalist, and basically they did this herbal steam therapy, and he said he did the steam therapy. He did it for 2 days. He went back to the hospital, and he tested negative. So he went from positive to negative within 2 days, follow-up. And he said, to be honest, he said, very first treatment, he felt completely healed. All his discomfort and his breathing was completely healed from treatment number one.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, everybody he talked to had the same results. So I was like, damn, I hadn't heard anything about this. Have you heard much about that, Bev?
No, I haven't heard it. So what was his treatment?
All right, so I'm going to get into that. Like what the herbs were and what exactly he did, because I actually had like a recipe developed but I want to go in a little more because, as you know, Bev, like half my family's from Peru, like my wife's side, and so I want to big up the Keys Bay family, rest in peace and rise in power, Papa Fila, and So and then at the around the same time, my brother-in-law Angelo started telling me about this Comando Matico in Peru, and then I started researching. And I would highly encourage anybody to check this out. If you just write in Comando Matico, M-A-T-I-C-O, and check out this movement in Peru. It's based out of the Amazon region of Peru. So basically, the history behind that is that the people, the indigenous people in Peru, I mean, first off, Peru has had a hell of a time with this thing. You know, they have the highest death rate in the world, just straight up.
Wow.
It's been bad. And they had, like, crazy lockdowns. I mean, I'm talking, our family did not leave the house for 4 months. If you were caught outside your home, you were getting tear gas. You got tear gas, straight up. That's how it was.
Mm.
They made crucial errors. And what happened is, in the beginning, everybody was trying to get out of the city, Lima, and people were trying to get their elders outside the city because everybody there has got connections to the mountains, pretty much. No one's been in Lima too long, you know, most people. They were trying to get the elders back out to the Sierra, to the mountains, to give them some space. But they had such a strict, it was like an overnight lockdown, and so they were literally tear-gassing anybody trying to leave the city. So they forced all these elders to stay in the city. It's really sad. And then out in the Amazon region, they just fed them with all this misinformation that, like, you know, in the beginning, like, oh, you can't even touch these people. Like, you don't get near them or you're going to die. Everybody's going to die. So to the point where elders were just dying because nobody even wanted to get near them to treat them. And there's no hospitals like or anything like that out there. You know, like 40% of people don't have access to a hospital even if they wanted to go to one. And now they're just if you go to a hospital, you're way better off not going to the hospital down there right now. And even here, you know, in the beginning, especially here, same thing. I mean, people were going to the hospital and it was like a death sentence because they were just blowing out your lungs with the oxygen.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've improved it, you know, but like in the beginning, but out there it's, I'm not going to even get into that, but it's mainly just like it's as well underfunded. But the Peruvian government completely ignored the indigenous population in the Amazon area, completely. Like even their numbers don't know anything about those people. They fed them misinformation that wasn't appropriate to their culture, and so there was a huge death toll in the beginning, until people finally started turning back to the herbs and to their herbalists, because you got a huge herbalist, you know, like everybody, they've got just a lot of medicine people in that area.
Right.
So they finally start to the herbs. And so that's where the name Comando Matico comes in, because there's actually a tree called Matico, and that's what they use. So they started using the same herbal steam therapy that Mr. G was talking about in Honduras. And by the way, you can also find that it's going on big time in Africa. I've found a lot of different stuff in Africa and in the Americas, like Central and South America. But I imagine, like, other places, indigenous communities, the same thing. They figured out a therapy that's way more effective than anything that's happening over here. And what they basically do is it's like a general steam therapy, which people would use for any kind of respiratory illness. But it's a little more specific, you know, and it's a little more intensive, I guess. So it's all right. I'm going to go into this first, and it's one more thing. But so what Mr. G talked about was that they use eucalyptus leaves, and he was like, beyond that, I don't really remember the herbs. He's like, I know it in Spanish, but I can't. He's like, I don't know how to translate them. But he was like, he said he felt like eucalyptus. He did say, he said lime leaves too. He said he felt like eucalyptus was the most important thing, and that's what he's like. He's like, that was the main thing, was the eucalyptus leaves. And so we know eucalyptus is antiviral. You know, it's known for helping breathing, cough relief, clears your chest. These are just known things about it. People already been using it for the cold and flu, so why wouldn't it help? You know, with this, right? And I started looking at like what this Comando Matico was using. And they got their own, again, it's like using local herbs, but using a lot of stuff that's familiar over here, too. And I'm just going to run down a quick list of herbs that are used, you know, like that are these are just herbs that are accessible to us, like through like a natural food store or something, or and those are these are different herbs I've been using around the world for this herbal steam therapy. We got herbs like basil, which is a natural expectorant, it's an antibacterial. We got chamomile, cinnamon, clove, pine needles, that's a decongestant, it's an expectorant, it's also antiviral. Of course, the eucalyptus I mentioned, lavender, the lime leaves, peels, as I mentioned before, that's what one thing that Mr. G had used, peppermint and other mints. Well known, we already know that relieves clogged sinuses. Thyme, mullein. I wanted to mention mullein because that's another one of these people plants. You could find it anywhere. Anywhere that's got grass has probably had some mullein growing in. But that's, you know, really antiviral. It supports the respiratory tract big time. It's an expectorant, so it, you know, getting that mucus out. And then we got onion and ginger. And these are, again, this is all used. Like Commando uses the onion and the ginger. Onion protects the lungs, the bronchial tubes, reduces inflammation, not to mention it's good for your heart and therefore good for your lungs. Ginger is anti-inflammatory, so it's going to help eliminate pollutants from the lungs and improve your breathing, you know, and your lung health. And with fever.
What about garlic?
Yeah, garlic's mentioned too. Garlic's definitely used. Yeah, Commando Matico uses garlic. I didn't mention garlic specifically. You know, I will say, like, you know, Sabi, he never promoted garlic, but a lot of herbalists do. I haven't, you know, so I learned a lot from Dr. Sabi, so I wasn't going to mention garlic, you know, in particular, but he considers that like a, you know, like a hybrid. And it's got some, I'm not totally studied up on what he, but I know that's not like a Sabi-approved herb or plant, but, you know, that's up to a person. But that's definitely been used. Because
so he prefers
in general,
onions.
Yeah.
Dr. Onion. Sabi prefer onions.
He did, yeah, he preferred onion. But I came up, so it's really hard to find like a really clear recipe for what people were using. And I'm going to go into detail on what you actually do for this herbal steam therapy, because I've been handing out this to many people who in my life who have gotten this thing, and it's been 100% effective. And I got studies I want to share after I share this recipe, just because of the order I've been doing this. The study's going to trip you out. It's crazy. But not really. I mean, it is what it is. You won't be surprised. But it's just amazing that we have, like, studies behind this kind of stuff. All right, so I'm going to drop this recipe that I came up with based on just a collaboration of, like, what I've been reading and what seems to be working, like, cross-cultural and what's available to us, you know, like, so something realistically that we could find. And so, and what I'm putting in this, so people can either write it down or just go into the archives, like, and check this out. Otherwise, I don't have this recipe printed anywhere, but it would be easy to just – and I will emphasize that if you don't have all the ingredients of this recipe, it's not that kind of deal. Whatever you got, you know, that works. So, but this is what I came up with, and I put it in parts rather than specific measurements, because it's going to be dependent on how big your body is. Like, so, but what I'm going to say is that the eucalyptus, based on what I've heard, is probably the biggest one, the most key ingredient. So what I'm saying is four parts eucalyptus leaves. Eucalyptus leaves can be a little bit hard to find. I found with my natural food store here, they don't have it. They have eucalyptus oil, of course, which is good too. But they did tell me here locally we have a grows eucalyptus, and they'll sell leaves. So I have access to it from a farm directly. But if you're in, like, the West Coast, like California, eucalyptus grows everywhere, you know, on the California coast or places like that. But out here on the East Coast or Midwest, I doubt you're going to find a lot of eucalyptus trees growing locally. But anyway, four parts eucalyptus leaves, one part mullein, one part pine needles, one part chamomile, one part basil.
Wait a minute, slow down. Wait.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Pine needle is one part.
One part basil leaf.
Okay.
one part peppermint leaves.
Okay.
One part lime leaves,
mm-hmm.
if you can find them. One part
okay.
onion.
Now,
and
when
one
you
part
say
ginger.
One part onion, are you talking a whole onion or just a piece
I'm talking
of
about
an onion?
One,
what
yeah, that's a good question. So when I'm talking about one part, I'm talking about like one portion. So like the same quantity. Like when I say
okay.
one part pine needles, you know, it would be the same quantity that you would use of onion.
Quantity. Okay,
yeah.
gotcha. Okay.
You know, roughly. Like it's, yeah, it's a, like I said, you use what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do is you want to take all those ingredients or, you know, maybe even, to be honest, even if you just, all you had was the eucalyptus leaves, because I'm going to show you how effective this is by the study. But all these different herbs
mm-hmm.
Are going to add, you know, something to the equation. And the onion and ginger in particular kind of give you something different than the other herbs do. So you take those herbs and you boil the ingredients in a large pot of water for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then the next part is anybody who's, you know, familiar with steaming, it's going to be like the same kind of thing, but I would just say a little more intensive. So you put a blanket over the person. You create like a sauna-like environment
mm-hmm.
for the person to breathe the steam.
Mm-hmm.
And you breathe that. You do this 3 times a day for about 15 or 20 minutes each session for at least 2 days, you know, or as long as you have to. But
okay.
2 days would probably take care. So like any kind of, even, you know, really at the first sign of any kind of respiratory, but even before that, you can start doing this and just prevent
okay.
anything from ever
okay.
coming on. But if it does start coming on, you do this, and, you know, it's statement after statement of people saying, I, you know, completely good. And many people about the test, too, saying I went from positive to negative
mm-hmm.
within a short period of time based
mm-hmm.
off this.
Okay.
All right. So the one thing I want to mention to you is this is funny. Like, so if you – so the CDC came out with a statement. I don't know when it was. I want to say it was like December or January, December of like 2020 or January of 2021, because I guess there was enough
mm-hmm.
– there must have been enough information coming up to them that they were aware of it. So, of course, they wanted to put their 2 cents into it. So they came out with a statement and said something like – you know, there's word around this herbal steam therapy. We're here to tell you that it does not work. There is no scientific evidence behind that it works. What they failed to mention is there was never an attempt to look into it. So, you know, it's like saying, okay, it doesn't work. We never tried it, but we're saying there's no – they just came out and said there's no – it doesn't work, period. Then they went on to say there's no scientific
right.
evidence behind it. But you even had articles in, like, I don't know, some mainstream kind of magazines that said, like, this is debunked because CDC said it doesn't work. So clearly this whole thing is a rumor and don't do it. CDC even went as far to say it's potentially dangerous because you can burn your skin doing this or the steam therapy.
Yeah, right.
Well, they don't mention anything about a danger of, you know, so many other things, but not to mention, you know, I'm not going to mention those things, but they don't mention the dangers. But it's comical that they bring up the danger of a steam therapy that, as if you wouldn't move your face if it got too hot. That's the biggest danger
right.
to you. Now, they kind of had to shut their mouths because about 2 or 3 months after they came out with their statement, there was an actual study done in Italy, in Florence, Italy, at a place called Myers Children's University Hospital. And that study was done in January of 2021, and there's all kinds of articles. Let's see, this is like .gov. So if you know anybody who's done university research, like knows that whenever you're publishing something, it has to be either .edu from a university or .gov, like from a
mm-hmm.
government source, not
right.
some kind of blog. Say whatever they want, but these are .gov websites with. So these are legit studies. This is a legit study. And then there are articles published in, like, Life Sciences, so mainstream science online magazines and health. So the study was done in January of 2021, at Meyer mm-hmm. Children's University Hospital in Florence, Italy. By the way, also on the 44 parallel.
okay.
That caught my attention right away, you know. And there's all these, actually, there's all these crazy 44, you know, jaw incidences. Like, for example, like the average age of the person in this study was 44.4 years old.
Wow.
And they went on to say, they started the study, like the introduction said, at this time, 1.44 million people around the world have died of this virus and blah, blah, blah. So it was just drawing my attention
mm-hmm.
in. It was something I needed to look into. So the study at the time, like it was that January or maybe February issue of the journal Life Science, it was where it was published on a broader scale outside of the actual study, which is, you know, like a 40-page thing, kind of hard to read, but easy enough anyway. But with the study, it was a small mm-hmm. study, small enough that you wouldn't, you know, scientifically draw a broad conclusion by saying, you know, oh, this does that or whatever. But it was a single center study of 10 healthcare professionals, including physicians and pediatric nurses. And what they used, this is a study on, I want to be clear about this, this was a study on steam therapy, not herbal steam therapy.
Mm-hmm.
They were just using steam with no herbs. So none of the antiviral herbs, you know, and you know, all these other herbs that help your respiratory system in general. So just the steam itself. So this is, I'm pointing that out just to show that, like, if all you use is eucalyptus leaves, which has got pretty much everything you need to fight it, on top of the steam itself, because the steam itself is
mm-hmm.
a big part of the therapy, you're good. So, like I said, use whatever you got in terms of those ingredients. But anyway, this study, it started with 10 people. It ended up, a couple people had to drop out. They still did the study, but they were able to use their, they ended up with 7 people, you know, for, like, results of the study. And so clearly too small
mm-hmm.
of a study, you know, make this giant, you know, statement about. But what's interesting is that, and I won't go into the details of the study, but it was basically the same kind of steam therapy that I described, but minus the herbs. And since it was in a hospital
mm-hmm.
setting, they were control the temperature, you know, so, like, the temperature was a specific temperature each time. And basically, so they go on, I got the study right here, but I would say the most important thing is to look at the results. So all the patients had dramatically improved symptoms, and I would say most interesting is that all 7 patients tested negative after the first day of steam inhalation on 4 consecutive swab samples. So it was 100% of the people who went from positive to negative within one day. And then...
go ahead.
You know, I was just going to follow up by saying that, and then on follow-up days, they continued to test negative. So, yes, it's such a small
mm-hmm.
study, but what are the chances? If it was 1 or 2 people, okay. But this is on top of what already is known in all these indigenous communities, that they're healing thousands and thousands of people. And you got this small study
mm-hmm.
that showed their tiny study, 100% of people went from negative to positive to negative within a day of just a steam therapy, just
yeah.
the basics of it.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the study, they show funding source, none. So there was no funding, so that it was a small study. That basically their conclusion at the very end was, this clearly has a lot of potential. It should be studied more, you know. And how much money have we put into it? You know, not a dime. Like, how much billions they put into, you know, studying, putting, you know, making these vaccinations, not a dime was put into any kind of treatment because there's no money to be made on it. Who's going to make
mm-hmm.
money off eucalyptus
mm-hmm.
or steam?
Exactly.
You know? But,
right.
So it's not a surprise, you know, and all this, like, I know this is information many, many people are aware of, like, in terms of what the herbs do and the steam, but just to show how it applies to this current situation we're in and that we have this amazing solution right easily at our hands, so simple. And like E mentioned to me one time, you know, when you think about the steam, of course, you know, how have we been using steam, you know, for, like, we got the indigenous Americans with the sweat lodge, And then Sabi, he he always used the mineral baths, you know, like the hot, what is it, thermal pools out in Honduras, you know, that people go to Sabi, right, like Michael Jackson, all these, you know, famed people, like thousands of people will go to him and be cured of all these different diseases by, you know, alkaline foods and herbs and the steaming that they would do in those alkaline hot thermal baths. So this is just one more
thing. Well,
it's just a really basic solution.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Bev.
Yeah. No, I have someone that have their hand raised, but I also want to, I remember when this first came out, you had people that was on YouTube. They were doing, they were putting, getting big pots. They were putting lemon peel in. They were putting onions in it. And they were putting a towel over their head. And they were steaming it. And it was working. This is when it first came out. And it was working.
That's right.
So you're absolutely correct. People were on it right at the beginning of it.
Right, because it's like,
I mean,
common,
it's
if you knew about health, you knew that, okay, this is a respiratory deal. What helps respiratory?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then, so that's what CDC was responding to try to clamp that down to you know, push the agenda. But here we are, like, and we got all these solutions, and there's just a lot of people tripping out still. I know, not your audience, but like, you know, a lot of our loved ones. We all a lot of loved ones, and it's not to minimize anything, you know, like it's all love, you know, but. People are still tripping out, you know, as if we don't have any solutions. But when has nature not provided a solution for us?
Exactly.
So even, you know, I hate to say it, but like, even some herbalists, you know, like, or like naturopathic doctors and stuff, you know, turning away from that, like in this case, like, well, you know, we should probably just go ahead and just do this, and then we can solve our other problems with nature. But like, well, what about this one? You know, like, of course we got a lot of solutions between the cytokine storms that we know, and then we got this herbal steam therapy. That's just two basic ones. I'm sure there's so many others, but these are just things that have come up to me, and I has helped me a lot. You know, in my family, like, and you know, extended family, like friends. So I've been passing this on to everybody. Yeah, in Peru, it's kind of basic knowledge because there's not as much of the censorship that you have here. But like here, you know, someone putting a video out on YouTube, like a doctor who doesn't even say anything negative about the vaccine, but maybe just has a couple questions about it. Well, that's going to be taken off right away. They not only take it off, they're going to block your channel for 6 months. That's kind of the standard protocol. Anybody who talks bad.
But
any bad mouthers.
The most powerful thing is word of mouth. We ain't always had YouTube and all of that. And a lot of our people, we remember from our grandparents. You know, these are things that they practiced back in the day. All this stuff was passed down.
Yep.
So, you know, it might not get to everybody, but it'll eventually get around. And it works. Like I say, they were on it. As soon as this virus hit, that's when you start seeing people was on there like boiling pots on the stove, putting the towels over their head. It was working.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you say, the solution is always there. It's where you want to put your attention to. If you want to believe the lies, then that's on you.
Right.
But the truth is there. Let me open this line up here. 843-610.
Better love, Sis Bev.
Better love.
Greetings.
You know, greetings.
00 said what I was about to say about the sweat lodges and the only ingredient that you left out. In reference to that smoking pot on the stove is ginger. ginger and mint or thyme is what they were using on the stove. And you could even look back at some of those old TV shows from the 70s, and somebody had a respiratory cold and kept sneezing and coughing. They would show that person with their face over a pot with a towel over their head. You know,
I remember that. Yeah, no, yeah, that's a good point. I thought I said ginger, but if I didn't,
no,
I apologize.
You did. No, no, you definitely did. Since Bev didn't say what you were talking
ginger.
About those.
I forgot.
Mm-hmm. She was talking about people making remedies in their house, you know, to protect themselves from this testemic. See, people who listen to these kind of shows and platforms, they're not those normal. Well, it's unfortunate to call the people that watch TV and believe in the, you know, in the programming normal, but, you know,
we
who govern ourselves according to research and the ancient of ways are those ones will endure, you know, because we know that a lot of these things are created, and the greatest power is the mind. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The sweat lodges and all of that, definitely. I was going to speak to that, too. You know, and you think about these things, too. You have to be still. Maybe not necessarily quiet, but you have to be still. Just like even in those cowboy pitches, when all the chiefs met, you know, when corrupt cavalry came to meet the chief, they would take them in that sweat lodge. They would take them in there and they'd sit around the fire and pass the peace pipe around and be sweating. So the cavalrymen couldn't even go in there with their gun. You know, all of these things is the ancient ways. Eucalyptus is very powerful. That's basically all I wanted to say. And I appreciate you for sharing this information, Zero. And where's Eric at, man?
Yeah,
Eric,
I don't know. I think he's
here. Eric, are you there? Okay, I don't know. His line is open. I don't know where Eric is at.
I think he's caught up in a thunderstorm or something out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
but,
yeah.
And
another
thing,
that you,
this
man is powerful. It's super powerful. And it's funny because if you go, we talk about these people plants, like that these plants follow people for a reason or present themselves for a reason. Well, I can say that when you go to the Sierra of Peru, so like anywhere in the mountains of Peru, it's not really a tree until you get into the Amazon basin, until you drop over onto that east side. It's pretty dry, like there's not a lot of trees. In fact, there's really no big trees you're going to see. It's just kind of looks like a New Mexico kind of vegetation. It's like a lot of herbaceous stuff. It's cactus, there's some herbaceous vegetation, but the one tree that you see is eucalyptus, which is not native to South America, but it's everywhere. And people use it for all different things, you know, wood and as a medicine too. But so there it goes again, you know, just that here it is, the solution. Why are the eucalyptus trees all over the world, in particularly in these places that, you know, have been abandoned by their own, you know, their own country or whatever. So, yeah, just another example of nature at its best. Big up, Mama.
Yes, indeed. That's another thing I was going to say. Nature has always taken care of us and sustained us, and we need to get back to taking care of nature.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank
talk
you,
about
Eddie.
The crystals, bro. Okay, one more thing. I like to hear him say some things about, you know,
okay,
I know he knows about crystals also, about crystals.
Okay.
About 44? Crystals? Yeah.
Mhm.
Mhm.
The use of crystals?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would definitely turn to Eric on that one. But I, you know, of course I love my crystals, you know. For me, what I find is that I generally collect my stones like in the wild, often on rivers. I find that the river stones are a little more willing to come with me than the stones that are on land. They're used to that movement. They're constantly moving, and they seem to be a little more willing to come for a ride. I've harvested, you know, some crystals before in certain places, and they didn't stay with me too long. I was, like, directed in visions in dreams, you know, to like bring those stones back. I mean, crazy, intense stuff. Where I had to bring them back because they're not always, they don't always want to come with you. But what I find is that, you know, this what I want to say is that they have a family structure. That's what I've been able to figure out. So just like everything else is a family structure. So I'm kind of sensitive where I get my crystals from. But, you know, in terms of buying crystals, that's another importance. Like I know certain people like Ross Ben who deals with crystals, he's real careful about where he gets his crystals from. But for me, I do harvesting more from like the rivers. But yeah, just whatever, however it speaks to me. And you mentioned like the power of the mind. So the crystal is just going to, you know, if you can put your intention into that crystal, you know, use it within your healing. You know, I find quartz crystal, that's mostly what I work with, you know, just kind of basic. That clear quartz just for me seems to all the different kinds of quartzes, but that's a strong, powerful one. Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, all right, where's your mind space? And can you intentionalize that into the crystal? And, you know, but in terms of specific crystals for maybe what we're talking about here, I would just say that the quartz crystal, but, you know, maybe other people out there listening might have some other recommendations. You know, I also look at the colors, trying to get a little bit of every color because every color is just like how the plants speak to us through their different ways. You know, we know that the stones are the same way. They're the most ancient. So they got a message for us.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to tap into that on a bigger level. So that's pretty exciting, actually. I was talking to my sister, younger sister in her early 20s, and she was telling me, oh, yeah. She said, yeah, the younger generation, I didn't really realize, but she said people are into crystals right now. I kind of do my own thing. Like, I'm out here in the woods and stuff, but she was telling me, yeah, she said that people are into crystals right now, which is like the younger generation, which is good to hear because that's going to help people wake up.
Definitely. I thank you for that. And I also wanted to say that I've had some of that chaga, and it is so sweet, man. It's a beautiful taste, beautiful aroma, and what it does for the body, it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
On the one, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for that. Better love.
All right. Yeah, thanks
better
for that,
love.
Man.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
the same thing.
I like working with the quartz crystal, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking about the chaga, you know, like about the stones. I find the same with the chaga, you know, that it's about communicating with it and meditating. And, yeah, if you can even incorporate the crystals with it before you harvest. And just like anything else, you know, just giving thanks, talking with the tree that's it's growing on and the earth and the mushroom itself and Mama Earth and just creation, just making sure all those points are checked before the actual harvest takes place. That's just a ritual that I do for my harvesting of the chaga.
Excellent. Well, 44, we really appreciate this. You giving us the formula, and it works. Sweat all the toxin out. Cleanse all the toxin out of your blood. And it's ironic that I got my package from Dr. Savy today. I had ordered my maca and the other thing. It came today.
You said Mama Pill?
Yes. Huh?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's real cool. she's carrying it all big time. Got it out. That whole family is, you know, royal lineage right there.
Yeah. I get my stuff from the first wife. You know, I know it's a rift
that
was going on there with the different family. Yeah.
Right. You talking about is that who's the first wife? That's Mott.
The my M-A-Y-A.
Yeah. All right, that's cool.
And the daughter. It's the first wife and the daughter. That's who I order my stuff from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they all got it down.
She was right there. Yeah.
But now, you know,
so,
it's all right. So, no, I was just going to say, like, it's. I noticed something when this whole thing actually went down, like this whole pandemic thing. When it went down, that there were a lot of the powerful people, like, they transitioned not too long beforehand. It's a weird. It was a weird kind
of
coincidence.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of them.
Yeah.
No, that was no coincidence. They got rid of Sabi, Dr. Africa. They got rid of a lot of them. But the formula is already here, you know. They didn't have to kill. They didn't have to kill them. We already got the formula, the solution.
Exactly. That's right. They can't. I mean, they could try, but you know, in the end, it's a weak attempt.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. No, the information's out there, you know, and like you said, word of mouth, it's been spreading.
Yeah.
But
very powerful.
But blocking off communication, I mean, they had the methods were down pat to try to block off that word of mouth, but there's no way to stop it. It was too late in the game.
Mm-mm.
Kind of a weak attempt.
That's right.
Too late in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see if we didn't have the solution. The solution has always been here, like you say, nature. We got the quartz, we got the sweat. We all know what to do. I mean, not all, but it's enough information that it can spread. We don't need Facebook.
No.
YouTube. We was doing this before they even came on the scene. Right.
That's right. With all the censorship, I mean, it's a sign anyway to move away from some of that YouTube kind of stuff. That's not really going to be
that's faking. That's fake. That's taking you outside of you. We got telepathy. We communicate. We don't need them. We don't need to use them to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
We're
yeah, one
the
of these
original
days.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, one of these days we should do a broadcast, you know, just straight like from the river, any river.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about like the river here, but like no technology, like just knowing that the river will carry the message because the river is going to even all the four directions, you know, will carry that message coming from the east, west, north, and south.
Yes.
That's the future right there. You know, No computer, no phone, just your blood cell phone and some quartz crystals and some moving water.
Yeah.
You know, you got that moving water and you're good. Like, your message is going to go where it needs to go.
That's right. That's right. You're the energy. You're the force. What does Star Wars say? The force be with you. You are the force.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man. Yeah. So yeah, big up all the family.
Well,
big up Marinating. Have a superstar like him on the show. That was awesome. And thanks for allowing me to come on as Bev and to be a part of, you know, the interview with him and stuff. I appreciate that a lot.
As always, I'm glad to be a part of it, and I appreciate your work that you're doing, and you keep it up. And so this is letting you know, see how we all connecting? They can't stop us.
No,
stop us. So this is power. This is very powerful time that we are in. As long as you don't deal in the fear.
That's right. That's the key.
I appreciate
that's the key.
Yes.
You can't make any good moves. When you're dwelling in that fear.
Yes.
Well, we already know we got nothing to fear.
And I think more and more of us are recognizing that. So, you know, we turned on, our Wi-Fi is turned on. We don't need nothing artificial. We the real deal. So thank you, 44. I always love spending time with you. And we're going to continue this. We're going to do this more often.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate
all right.
you too, Bev.
Thank you.
Much
thank
love.
You for joining.
You and yours. And
appreciate
we'll
you. Much love.
All right. Peace.
Yes, and give me a give a hug to the little ones.
All right, I will.
Thank you.
All right. Bev.
Okay.
Peace.
All right, family. Peace and love. I will be back Sunday. I have a girl code would be on with us Sunday, so she's going to do some decoding here. So join me Sunday night. I will return. And thank you for taking the time to listen.
Yeah. I don't like the brown paper bag comparison, which conveys that if you are lighter than the brown paper bag, then you're light-skinned, if you're darker, vice versa when it's all black. Loving yourself is not about racism, but race pride, because I can love me without hating you. That's truth. Skin black, that's the oil in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is knowing me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me, I'm a black caller, see, skin black, that's the oil in me, worth a lot, it's royalty, seeing me is knowing me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me, word to all my black kin, this skin, designed to win, so swallow your pride and get in, on what we making, this greatness, stage before the good and the heinous. I mean they gonna hate you for being something that they ain't through. Then this the straight truth. Don't mean in peace, cause I believe in the system meant to fail. Need a will to succeed. Revealing something old, it will be new to you. Staying true to what I spew. Can't stop me chewing glue. And if they hate your skin and it was made to win, why they gonna tan and fake it then? How they gonna stand me if they don't overstand me? How do I speak my heart if I wanna hold the Grammy? Gotta plan ahead, gotta analyze, gotta look ahead, and I can fantasize. Skin black, that's the oil in me, worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me, I'm a black girl and be. Skin black, that's the oil in me, worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me. My article ain't get publicated, but it's okay, man. Flows, they activated, and if they judge by the company you keep, company doing no good, then what's the really go reap? They say the black and the berry, then the sweet of the juice. I said they wanna be us, so why you leaving the truth? Colorism is a problem within my own race. Got my sisters looking for love, all in the wrong place. I won't excuse self-pride in my race for everything. There's a time and place, and the time is here, not the time for waste. In this song I share that we must make haste. Man, for real, I'ma instill the Emmett Till story in your ears till I feel you ain't floored to ignore me. Say I'm black and proud, real loud, only with the sprays, I be well endowed. Skin black, that's the oil in me, worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me, I'm a black girl, be. Skin black, that's the oil in me, worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me, having this joy in me, can't talk with me. My mama's not my sister, did you catch that gist? Cause I ain't trying to be like this guy on Al Jazeera. Came in this world, unaware of her troubles and struggles. My mama made me hair and always wear double. I couldn't sit in chairs when I met the buckle. Hustled when I was called with no smirk or chuckle. I was taught better, finished talk then leaving. Walk like a leader, they start by heathens. Pleading, give the kids something to believe in. Let them know a young black male can succeed in today's society. Living sobriety, remember you ain't perfect, but always stay trying, beat and curb. Perhaps one more thing for tell them, hold on to no weapon and don't become a felon. When you're in trouble, just count on the Lord. Oh yeah, you got block, guess what, you still scored. I am skin black, that's the oil in me, worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me, heaven is joy in me, can't talk with me, I'm a black girl, be. Skin black, that's the oil in me, worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me, heaven
destroy me. Me and Tori, man, yeah. No excuse, you know it really hurts. Where to see you at your best, sometimes it's seen at your worst. That's why you should strive to do your best all the time. First aid till you die, no excuse override. Got something that you wanna be, those of me. Gain your family some privacy, yeah. Go live your dreams, out that match, but put the heat to your feet, black color. Skin black, that's the all of me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me, it's all with me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't talk with me, I'm a black all of me. Skin black, that's the all of me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me, it's all with me. Heaven is joy in me. Can't talk with me, I'm proud of myself, I'm proud of everyone who's helped me, you know, compile this project. It's like a pyramid, you know what I'm saying? Working my way to the top, working my way to the top. And when I say the top, it ain't top of anything, but like, you know, my like, my spiritual being, my spiritual self, like just trying to reach my own pinnacle, you know what I'm saying? It's not about being the king of anything, you know what I'm saying? It's really about just like being the king of myself, knowing myself to that point where like I can convey a message in a way that I mean to convey, and I have no restriction on what I mean to say, and I say what I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I live what I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, no regrets in this. Shout out to my mama, my papa, my little sister, my little sister. Yo, shout out to B.I., man. It's been a beautiful time here at Bald. This is like, basically the space that allowed me to produce my project. Big shout out to Half Stepper. They own like 5 of these tracks here. Or 4, I don't remember. We got a Johnny in the building. I know he out here. Shout out to Eli, aka Josh Marks. He always marking the spot, that's a fact, you know what I'm saying? And King Josh, he actually a teacher, he just the king of teachers, man. That's a hell of a goal right there. Shout out to Anna, you know what I'm saying? Family regardless, man, she's really unit. Shout out to Matisse, helping some of this mixing. Shout out to my bosses, be signing the checks, you know, young man had to invest himself. Shout out to Project J, I ain't gonna say no names, cause you know, if I mess up and miss a name, y'all gonna do something.
True.
Hey man, shout out to Arvin. Shout out to Lotus, man. I see you blossoming and prospering like a flower, you truly are, my brother. Always love for all these people. Yeah, you know. Coop on the keys, Matty Ice on the bass.
Okay.
Oh, David used to be on the bass. Shout out to David. He ain't a half stepper, but he's still stepping with us. You know what I'm saying? Forever and always. And we got Preston on these drums. Can we hit the chords one more time? Yeah. Skin black, that's the all in me. Worth a lot, it's royalty. Seeing me is all with me. Heaven is joy in me. Getting tall with me. I'm a black girl. Yeah. Skin black, that's the all in me. Worth a lot. Royalty, seeing me is all with me. Heaven is joy in me, can't talk with me. Like, we all royalty. Don't be blinded by the color, man. I mean, when I say don't be blinded by the color, make sure you know it's there, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we all royalty nonetheless. Yeah, man, be proud of yourself. Be proud of who you are, man. Live your life. Don't discriminate others, man. That's a life that I don't want to live. Peace and blessings. Thank you for digressing. Marinate.
Within the table, swallow the tears. You got me used up. Keep me guessing while you're sure. Wrap me round your wrist like gold. Satisfaction coming low. Pull me in, then I'm alone again.
Express yourself. That's the only way that you don't accept yourself. I rap myself and I do reps till I best myself. I'ma rest myself, cause I love my health. Look at God.
I hope they see the potency. Like when I rhyme, they notice me. They hoping he lay down nice, cause it's pipe a holy tree. Like Jodeci, don't get it confused. Vision 2020, but I've been singing the blues. This what I'ma do, show you how to hold true when ain't nothing to hold to. Yeah. When feelings ain't feelings no more, there's a reason why that feeling is gone. No one's gonna go and feel it for sure. Just know that there is a key to the door. Life gon' punch us for we though. Taking all hate from my steel toe. And I peel flow off cause it's why I still flow. So I give them more than they can handle. You ain't never gon' dismantle these handles.
Keep me guessing why you're sure. Wrap me around your wrist like gold. Satisfaction coming over.
Like seasons, always come when you want, but not round when I need it. I feel the sun when we touch, overheating. Drowning in lust, we fell off of the deep end. How you expect me to breathe when I cannot see what belongs in the light? But you shine when I'm left by myself on these nights. But you cry when you know that you're wrong and I'm right. And so we fight, but we make up when we make love. Hands on your neck like I hate you. Lock eyes, we both see our creators, and now we staying up. Past the hour, all the soulmates are sleeping. We sharing our secrets, they for familiarity. Toxicity's a tragedy, but when you hear my line, we gon' repeat it.